The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live for our 6th District 6A Showcase. Tonight we've come along with Bulldog Nation up onto the Cumberland Plateau for a pair of conference showdowns. After completing the regular season sweep of Trailsdale County Tuesday night, the black and gold squads are foaming at the mouth and ready to pull off another sweep here in Monterey. Matt Walker and his 13-8 Lady Bulldogs are winners of their last three and seek to continue the streak against Mark Sims and the 4-17 Lady Wildcats, who dropped seven straight contests. Rob Edwards and his 19-2 Bulldogs have been playing with a big target on their backs as usual, and yet they've still been taking care of business night in and night out. Taking their aim at the Stellar Hounds tonight are Adam West and the 17-4 Wildcats, who are looking to avenge their early season loss to Clay County. It's late January and Friday night, which can only mean one thing, Upper Cumberland High School basketball at its best. Join us for Monterey and Clay County from the mountaintop.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermit Springs.
Happy Sack and Over River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. This is our 6th Clay County basketball broadcast of the season, folks, and for the 4th time this year, we are on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action tonight as usual. Throughout the evening, we'll be joined by Joey Sims, that's his son, Joe Sims, and Thomas Watson, For now, I'm accompanied by the Horizon Sports Network's head coach, Thomas Weaver.
Well, didn't know I'd entered the coaching profession, Daniel.
Well, you coach us around. Tell us what to do, you know.
Well, I do a little of that. Maybe more than football.
Us being me, primarily.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate the introduction. Anyway, and as you said in the intro, we're back on the mountaintop tonight, Daniel. And I have to say, this is much better than our last trip up here when we set out in a monsoon.
Yeah, during football season, just such a heartbreaking game. Overtime loss for the Bulldogs in that one.
It was, and I hope the outcome is better here tonight. Though I expect these games to be similar to that overtime thriller the football team played in last fall. You know, these Lady Wildcats, they may have lost seven straight, but to me that makes them a little dangerous. They're due, Daniel, and they're going to try to scratch one out here against the Lady Dogs.
Well, you know that in this district, most of the other teams are sitting and not telling their teams, hey, you can beat Clark Ranch, hey, you can beat Piggott. They're probably not going that far, but I guarantee you every one of them are saying, hey, you can beat Clay County. You
right.
can beat this bunch. I think they're wrong in that, but I guarantee that they're hyped up and ready for these girls.
It's a big game, that's for sure. And the Monterey boys are in the AP top 10. So this is going to be a battle of two of Class A's best statewide. I mean, you talk about a feature matchup here tonight. The Wildcats are number 9. We moved up a spot to number 2 this week, Daniel. This is, as you say, Upper Cumberland basketball at its best. Statewide Class A basketball, two of the best right here.
It is. I think Andrew Meadows had tweeted out perhaps that this is a rematch of the last two consecutive years' region championship game. These two teams have had some huge contests here recently. Monterey actually getting a few wins over the last two or three seasons, a rare thing for them. Here lately, it's been pretty even between these boys' teams.
It has, and it's going to be a good one tonight. And I tell you another group, there's some of the best, Daniel, and that's our long list of sponsors. We can't thank them enough. I know we say that every broadcast, folks, but we mean it. We wouldn't be here tonight sitting in this nice gymnasium here in this new school to call this action without all of those sponsors. And we hope folks out there listening will tell you, go tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship.
Spend a little money with them.
Even better. And, of course, we like to tell you that the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of our Delhalla Horizon newspaper. It comes out each week, so I hope you'll pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and Tuesday night's contest from Trousdale County. Up next, as we do each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in next week's newspaper in our Delhalla Horizon recap. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show as we discuss what will be in print about Clay County's wins at Trousdale County. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. Of course, next week's paper won't be out until next Wednesday, so we'll summarize what will be in print about Clay County's wins over Trousdale County in the recap. In the trap-type game, the Lady Dogs were supposed to win big, but they ended up holding on for a narrow 56-51 road victory after going up by as many as 18 and then letting the Lady Yellow Jackets back in it. Trousdale actually cut it to a two-point ball game, Daniel, with about 2 minutes to play. But Katie Arms iced the conference victory at the line with seven makes to join Briley Burchett with 20 points on the night. She really had a big game. When everybody else was kind of falling off there and we were looking kind of ugly, just to be honest with you, Katie Arms was that constant.
She was. She pulled down 13 rebounds during the contest, and that don't just happen in a quarter. That happens throughout. And give credit to the Lady Jackets. It was really as much about them playing well as it was about our girls playing bad.
I agree. And like I said, she and Burchett both had 20 on the night. Pretty tough when you get two girls scoring 20 a game. And then Marley Ashlock had five. Rachel Copas, four. Eliza Jenkins, three. Lauren Weaver had two points in the end. And then Zoe Hayes also had two. And the Dogs game was eerily similar, Daniel, as they led big heading into the fourth quarter. But Trousdale County pulled within six instead of two with 3 minutes to play. And like Arms in the girls game, Grant Strong and Jake Ashlock secured the win from the charity stripe, combining to make 8 of 9 free throws down the stretch to seal the 58-47 victory.
What's impressive to me, and I know they had a big run somewhere in that one, you'll catch this Bulldog team every night somewhere go on a huge run, double digits to single digits over their opponent. I know they had something like that in that one, even though Trousdale did chip back into that lead a little.
Yeah, I think it closed out maybe the second quarter with a 15-0 run or something like that. So just think, if they hadn't have done that and gotten that big lead, it could have been a different outcome. Strong finished with 23 points to lead the way in that one. Ashlock, 13. Gunner Silk had 7. Mason Sharp had 2 big threes for 6 points. Jeffrey Spivey had a 3 late and a free throw for 4. Eli Smith buried a 3 to have 3 points, and Alec Kerr scored 2. So two big wins from at Trousdale County the other night. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like we went through. And we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we prepare for Clay County versus Monterey after these words from our sponsors.
Today, this is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obi River Markets. To begin with, we'll take a look at the championship history of tonight's girls' squads. The Monterey Lady Wildcats have never advanced in the state tournament. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances, most recently 8 seasons ago in 2012. With a tournament record of 13-9, they have 4 state runner-ups and 1 state championship. Now we'll look at the series between tonight's teams during the past decade. The teams have met 26 times in the past 10 years. Clay County is 24-2 against the Lady Wildcats during that time, and the Black and Gold currently hold a 12-game winning streak in the series, including their 62-44 win against the Lady Wildcats in December. We'll look now at the individual Lady Dogs series leaders. First of all, points. Two older entries here that came about last year whenever Taylor Strong scored, I think, 46 points in a game. The question was going around, is this the most for a girl all time? We dug these up. Both of them scoring 38 points against Monterey. In 1979, Tammy Melton. And in 1958, Loretta Rich, who is a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer.
And you just mentioned her. Taylor Strong holds the three-point record, Daniel, and I remember it very well, 2017, right here on this very floor. She buried nine.
That may be a boys and girls combined record there. Free throws made against Monterey. Caitlin McLean, older sister of Lady Bulldog Dory McLean, she knocked down 11 from the stripe in 2014.
Rebounds, 14 rebounds for Shannon Key in the year 2000.
Assist, we have five different All-Star Lady Bulldogs tied with nine apiece against Monterey. In 1998, Amanda Kendall. 1995, Emily McLaren. 2014, Ashley Owens. 1992, Sonia Smith. And 1994, Melissa Webb. Nine assists apiece in the game.
Blocks record, four against the Lady Wildcats. Three tied, 2015, Riley Edwards, daughter of Coach Rob Edwards, of course. Carla Davis did it in 2000, and McKenna Biles in 2016.
Finally, steals. This is a huge number in a single game. The great Amanda Kendall had nine steals in 1997. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Monterey Wildcats have appeared three times in the state tournament, most recently 2 years ago in 2018. Their tournament record is 1-3. The Clay County boys have made nine state tournaments, most recently 2 years ago in 2018. The Bulldogs have a 3-9 tournament record and have claimed one state runner-up. Concerning the series with the Wildcats over the past decade, the teams have met 25 times. The Bulldogs are 22-3 against Monterey during that span, and the Black and Gold do ride a five-game winning streak in the series. All-time leaders on the boys' side include points, Tyreek Key, 44 points in 2017.
Three-pointers made, Landon Woodcock and Trent Bowles. They tied with five each, Bowles and 11, and Landon Woodcock last season.
Free throws made, naturally, Tyreek Key. He hit 13 back in 2017. That one coming in postseason action.
And rebounds, 13. Both Jake Ashlock and Tyreek Key have had 13 rebounds against the Wildcats. Key in 17 and Ashlock last season.
Assist, Ethan Verbal. 2008, his senior year, the only year he played for the Bulldogs. Prior to that, he was a Hermit Springs Wildcat. He had eight assists his senior year.
And then blocks. Wyatt Mabry had three. He tied his own record. He did it in consecutive seasons in 2015 and 2016.
And finally, steals. Three great guards here for the Bulldogs. They each had five steals in a contest against Monterey. Sean Garrett in 2009, Corey Hamilton in 2011, and Tyreek Key in 2015. As we do each broadcast, we will chronicle a member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, a male and a female. The female tonight, Nicole Davis. Davis played for Joe Sims from 1994 to 1997 on teams that appeared in three state tournaments and captured two state runner-ups. Davis was the dominant post player whose 1,187 career points placed her eighth on the all-time list at the time of her graduation. In addition, her 594 rebounds placed her third at the time. Her honors included first-team All-State and All-State Tournament her senior year, District Tournament MVP, and All-Region 3 years in a row. Davis became the first member of a Salina High School girls basketball team to sign a Division I scholarship when she agreed to play at Tennessee State University, where she did participate for 2 years. Nicole continued her love for sports by coaching basketball, track, and cross country at Northbrook High School in Houston, Texas. Thomas, I know the sister of your great classmate, Gary Davis. Do you know if she is still in that position at Northbrook High School?
I can't answer that, Daniel, for sure, but I do know one thing. It ran in the family. Two great athletes there. Nicole, All-State, Daniel. We don't run into that a whole lot.
We don't.
For an All-State basketball player. So that's just one of her accomplishments that sets her apart.
She was really good.
She was. Our male side, Mr. Jeff Clements is the one we're recognizing tonight. He entered the Hall of Fame. He was an outstanding athlete, known locally primarily for his skills as a member of the Hermitage Springs basketball team from 1977 to 1981. And he averaged 19 points per game his senior year and made All-District, All-Conference, and All-Region. In addition to basketball, he also played all 4 years of baseball in high school. Clements would go on to play 2 years of basketball at Martin College, where he also played golf and tennis. He was also organized, he has also organized and coached T-ball, Little League, Babe Ruth, and girls softball. just another guy that sports meant a lot to him, and he's carried it on.
He has, Jeff Clements, as well as a lot of, as are a lot of the folks we talk about during this segment, just a great citizen of Clay County. Two outstanding children that came through Clay County High School. A lot of folks might remember his daughter, Kristen Clements, doing all the somersaults and flips as a cheerleader. Jeff, just an outstanding community member, an outstanding player. He was on those squads in Hermitage Springs, coached by Donnie Cherry, that made a sub-state appearance. Real tall guy, post player, and to be a three-sport collegiate athlete, mightily impressive.
That's what I was going to say. Both of these played at the next level, so that means something too.
Folks, we were thrilled tonight to discuss Nicole Davis and Jeff Clements, the highlight members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, for tonight's broadcast. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunch, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
FDIC.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brennan invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes right here at their home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit ecopanelsoftn.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County, traveling to Monterey tonight, where the 19-2 Dogs will take on the 17-4 Wildcats, looking to remain on top of District 6A. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards and sophomore forward Jeffrey Spivey for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Guys, appreciate you taking the time today, Coach.
Glad to be here again, Thomas.
Jeff, good to have you on board.
Glad to be here.
Well, Coach, you know, you guys kind of remained on a roll after holding off a hard-charging Trousdale County team to start the week, and you even moved up a spot in the AP poll to number two.
Yeah, Trousdale, you know, they create some problems for us, some matchup problems, and I think we talked about that going in maybe a little bit. Fortunately, we've practiced zone just a little bit this
right.
year, so we were able to jump in that zone. That seemed to slow them down a little.
Jeffrey, I know Coach stresses to you guys, you're going to get everybody's best game, and the last time out down there in Hartsville, that was just kind of another example of that.
Yes, sir. just had to come out and be the aggressor and make sure we was on top.
Yeah, and they, you know, you guys got out to a pretty good lead, and then they kind of fought back into it. But down the stretch, you came out in the end, and that's kind of what this team does.
Yes, sir.
And, Coach, this guy, he came up big, I thought, down the stretch. Didn't have a whole lot of points early, but he buried a late three that kind of helped you guys get over the hump.
Yeah, it was a big shot in the corner that Jeff hit for us. I don't remember how much time was left, but he let it go. I had a pretty good feeling it was going to go in, and I think he did too. So it was a big shot for us.
And it has to feel good, Jeff, to know the coach kind of gives you that green light anytime you're allowed to pull the trigger.
Yes, sir. It feels good.
And you've always been able to shoot it, but it kind of seems like to me ever since Christmas, when you won that 3-point shooting contest, that kind of gave you a little confidence, I think, and they've been falling ever since.
Yeah, glad to have.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. Had you practiced that at all? I mean, I think you made like almost 20 in a minute or something.
No, sir, I just got out there and shot.
Yeah. Well, he looked like a seasoned veteran at it, Coach.
He did. He made, I think you're right, I think he made 17 or 18 there in a minute's time.
And, you know, your teammates, they have that confidence in you too, Jeff. You know, whether it's Grant, Gunner, Mason driving and kicking it out to you, or Jake working inside out to you, you know, they've assisted on a lot of these threes you made lately.
Yes, sir. I love when they kick it out and I can just sit there and look at it, mate.
Seems like to me that's the first place you do look. You're not shy about pulling the trigger either, are you?
No, sir.
Well, shooters shoot, as they say. I guess
right.
You go by that mentality.
Yes, sir.
And, Coach, besides his outside shot, Jeff's battled for you in the paint all year long and played a big role defensively. Talk about this guy and his all-around game. He's not just a shooter. In his first year starting.
Yeah, he's definitely more than a shooter, although he's, you know, I told him early in the season that when he wasn't shooting it much,
right.
He was kind of not getting his shot off. You know, he's one of the best shooters I've ever coached. I mean, he can flick it. And so we try to get his confidence and talk to him. He's got the green light to jack it, so we're glad about that. But you're right, he's really been forced to play out of position on defense all season long. He's had to guard the four spot. And, you know, there's some tough fours out there. Trousdale
mm-hmm.
County had a good four. Tonight's a good four. So, you know, we're going to need another good effort from Jeff. And another thing he's really come a long way on is team stay close to him and make him put it on the floor. He's got to the rim, put the ball in the basket and got some and ones and a good free throw shooter too.
Jeff, talk about that defensively. How do you go up against these guys that are, you know, thicker than you, maybe a little stronger, that kind of thing? Does it all just come down to effort?
Yes, sir. I just get in there and try to play tougher than them, even though I'm probably not. I just get in there and push around with them, try to get a few steals.
Well, being a kind of an old post player myself, I like your attitude down there. There's something about, you know, you got the trenches and the linemen and the in football, there's something about battling in the paint. Do you enjoy that role?
Yes, sir. I like pushing around on them.
Well, you do a good job at it tonight. And, Coach, tonight you're going to need Jeff, just like you said. They got a pretty good four in all the guys because this is a big one. You're at the top of the league. I think Monterey just got two losses, I think. So you drop this one, you're back in a tie again.
We are. You know, we've talked about the last few games, how we control our own destiny from here on out. You know, we're at the top of the heap, and, you know, if we win out, obviously, then we're going to win the regular season title there and have that double bye going into the automatic bid to the region. So, you know, that's on our mind, and you know, Monterey, they present a lot of problems for us. They've got a good post player. They got one of the best guards probably in 1A basketball in the state of Tennessee, and Peyton West, and the transfer from Livingston there, the Jones kid, he's a quality player. So, you know, we will have our hands full, that's for sure. And, you know, we talking about earlier in our walkthrough how it's a close game here until the last three or 4 minutes, you know, and we kind of pulled away, made some free throws down the stretch. So I expect nothing but their best efforts, same thing we get from everybody every single night.
And it is a battle of AP top tens, Jeff. Kind of a feature game here in the Upper Cumberland for sure, if not across the state tonight. I think Monterey's at number 9. I mentioned you guys moved up to number 2, which Coach didn't hit on there. He likes to ignore that thing. But does this one mean more to you guys, or do you just approach it as the next one? Talk about your team's mindset kind of heading into this one.
Heading into this game, we're really confident and just got to play more aggressive and be the predator, not the prey. And it means a lot to us. We definitely need to win it.
A lot of implications for the postseason for sure. And, you know, historically, Coach, Monterey plays well on that floor. I think it was 2 years ago they shot lights out. Tough place to go into, too.
Yeah, 2 years ago they beat us by 26 up there. As the worst loss we'd had in probably, I don't know, 7 or 8, 10 years. We hadn't forgot that. These guys, some of them were around for that. So we've talked about that during the week as well. So we know that they play well. They shoot it well up there. It's going to be. I expect it to be another great atmosphere, just because what you said earlier, it's a big matchup. So
it is, Jeff. I guess you're looking forward to it then.
Yes, sir.
Well, we are too, guys. Good luck tonight. Appreciate you taking the time, Coach, and we'll talk to you next time around.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
Jeff, I guess we're done with you for a while.
Thank you.
Thanks for sitting down with us, guys. Good luck tonight.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County, headed to Monterey tonight, where the 13-8 Lady Dogs will take on the 4-17 Lady Wildcats, hoping to remain tied for second in District 6A. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker and sophomore guard Eliza Jenkins for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Guys, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us today, Coach.
Thank you for being here.
Eliza, appreciate you being here. Coach, you guys ended up getting all you could handle from Trousdale County in Hartsville earlier this week. That's a tough place to play up there, and it's a tough league night in, night out.
Yeah, it's always tough to go on the road in our district. It's not been, I guess, probably 3 years ago, right before I took over, that we got knocked off by kind of a similar situation. Trousdale team with a losing record and knocked our girls off, I guess, 4 years ago now.
We talked about it on the broadcast. You know, it's not that they have just a crazy crowd or anything like that. It's kind of a quiet place, hard for either side to get up, and kind of makes for a sloppy type game.
It is, and it's a long trip too, especially on a Tuesday night. You've been at school all day, and yeah, it's kind of a hard trip. And some of the shots they made was pretty. I don't know, just
I guess maybe low percentage is what I'll call it.
Right. Well, they did make a run, Eliza. You guys got up big and then kind of let them back in it. But you did what you had to do to win down the stretch. You're going to have a game like that here and there in this conference.
Oh, yeah.
Coach talks about the parity here. You got the top four that you guys are included with and then those other four. But you've seen Gordesville play well. You've seen Trousdale play well. How do you kind of get up for a game like that?
You just got to have, like, leaders on the team. There's always someone, you know. Certain games are always hype and stuff, so it's just certain people, you know, take the role most games to get everybody up and ready.
Well, I know Katie Arms kind of came through down the stretch there and got you guys rolling. She had a big night there at the free throw line and kind of got you through that one, didn't she, Coach?
Yeah, Katie was awesome, offense and defense. I think she had 13 rebounds, and that's something I've really been pushing her to work on is her rebounds are down from last year, and I'm trying to push for her to get in the paint and get back to getting some gritty rebounds for us. And then, like you said, the big free throws late kind of iced it for us.
And with that win at Trousdale County and the big win over Red Bull and Springs, Eliza, you guys are right where you want to be, tied for second with Pickett County.
Yeah.
Did you expect that going in? I mean, you guys, looking at trying to finish in the top two of this district.
Well, I mean, you always go in wanting to win, but you can never, like, overlook someone coming in. But that's where we want to be, on top.
And, Coach, to get there, along with this team as a whole, Eliza's been a big part of your success. She kind of is a defensive specialist for this team, but she's also scored in double figures a time or two and just been a solid all-around player in her first season as a starter.
Yeah, I like her all-around game. It's not just defense. There's a lot of things on offense she does. It's pretty underrated. She handles the ball pretty decent. You know, she's one that can come up and help against the press. She can serve as a secondary ball handler, you know, to help out with Rachel a little bit. She's a good screener. She's a good passer, good shooter, good drive, and just, like I said, just a good all-around game. That's offensively and defensively. You know, defense, she can guard, I guess, really pretty much any position. She was talking about Big Simmons earlier today, but she didn't particularly enjoy guarding her, but she's one that can guard just about anybody.
And Eliza, you played some last year, but this is your first year starting. What's that transition been like for you, knowing Coach is counting on you night in, night out?
It's a little different, like playing a lot more minutes than last year. Your body has to get really used to it. It's a lot more different, but I like handling it, having it on me.
I'm sure Coach is glad to have you, for sure. And I'm sure your teammates have kind of helped in that transition. Talk about the leadership of this team. You know, you got the senior Kelsey Roden, and then the junior starters, Rachel Kofas, Katie Arms, we mentioned her earlier, and Marley Ashlock. I'm sure they've kind of helped you along.
Oh, yeah. Like, even if I have, like, problems, you know, on or off the court, Kelsey, our senior, she's always there to help you and stuff. And on the court, our leaders, Katie and Rachel, they do a lot for it.
And tonight, Coach, we're going to need Eliza and all the girls. Their record may not show it, but as we saw Tuesday night, every team in this district can give you all you want on any given night. And I'm sure maybe learned a little lesson from Tuesday night heading into this one at Monterey.
Monterey's a really, really talented team and a really capable team. They got a couple of new girls that didn't play with them last year that's made them pretty solid. They've got five people that can all score on the floor, and you kind of never know going into the game of Monterey, which one you got a key on that night. So Eliza was really big here. I thought guarded their best player that night. So it's going to require all of us to play some defense tonight and pitch on the offensive end, and got to have a little bit more balance than we've been having.
And Eliza, it's another road game. Coach talked about heading to Trousdale and the trip there. It's not hardly as long, but I'm sure after that trip to Hartsville, you guys know Monterey would love nothing better to knock off the Lady Dawgs tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's in the middle of the season, so anything can happen there, and it can mess everything up or go really good for a team or really bad.
It could be another momentum-building win, Coach, and it's another one you're supposed to win, though. How do you keep these girls motivated? You know, we kind of saw maybe a little letdown at Trousdale, but you got through it. It's another one of those trap-type games, isn't it?
I'm just excited to be playing some basketball. I mean, you never know what can happen. Liza can come out tonight and make five or six threes, or, Brightley got 30 against Red Bull, and nobody knew that going into it. You know, you never know who's going to have a huge night for us and who's going to have a huge night for them. You know, Monterey is certainly capable of knocking us off, or we could beat them by 30 or 40. It's just it's why you toss the ball up and play the game.
And the boys' game is kind of a feature game here in Upper Cumberland tonight, two AP top 10 teams. So I'm sure there's going to be a pretty good crowd up there. Will that affect anything, Eliza?
I don't know. When you go places and away and they have a big crowd and it's loud and stuff, it can get you on edge a little bit. But, like, if you get your momentum going in the game and stuff, it's pretty smooth sailing for us, I think.
Well, we're looking forward to this one tonight. Coach, what's one key to hold on to a tie for second tonight and knock off the Lady Wildcats?
I think we got to make some shots. You know, have you seen Trousdale with their zone on us the other night, kind of daring us to shoot it? You know, we got to make some shots from the outside.
Well, we've seen that that's kind of a shooter-friendly gym. I think we saw Taylor Strong break a record or two up there. And
mm-hmm.
Eliza, I'm sure you're looking to turn one loose, see if it'll go into that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you sitting down, and good luck to you tonight.
Thank you.
Coach,
thanks.
Good to have you as always.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. First place Clark Range, 20-2 overall, 9-0 in the district. Friday night, actually Tuesday night, they beat Pickett County 50-35. Tonight they host Jackson County. Tied for second place, Pickett County, 19-2 overall, 7-2 in the district. They lost to Clark Range Tuesday, 35-50. Tonight they host Trousdale. Tied for second place, Clay County, 13-8 overall, 7-2 in the district. Tuesday, they beat Trousdale, 56-51. They are here at Monterey about to play. Fourth place, Redbone Springs, 16-8 overall, 5-4 in the district. They beat Monterey, 76-49 Tuesday. They are at Gordonsville tonight. Fifth place, Gordonsville, 10-10 overall, 4-5 in the district. They beat Jackson County, 49-41 Tuesday. Tonight, they host Redbone Springs. Sixth place Trousdale, 5-16 overall, 2-7 in the district. Lost to Clay County, 51-56 Tuesday. Tonight they're at Pickett County. Seventh place Jackson County, 2-16 overall, 1-7 in the district. Lost to Gordonsville, 41-49. Tonight they're at Clark Range. And finally, eighth place Monterey, 4-17 overall, 0-8 in the district. They lost to Red Bull in 49-76 Tuesday night. Tonight they host Clay County. This Girls 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, spreading joy and happiness by bringing death and destruction. Now it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by this place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight's all about this Lady Dog team learning from their trip to Hartsville earlier this week and realizing a team you're supposed to beat could be one of the most dangerous ones. I think they've learned that lesson, and, you know, heading into this trap-type tank game again up here on the mountain, and we'll use that Trousdale County game as a learning experience. What do you think, Coach?
I agree with you totally. I said the other night, you know, we just need to take care of ourselves and worry about ourselves, but I really think that's the same thing tonight, but, you know, I think they saw what can happen even though you get out to a big lead pretty early. You know, if you don't continue to play well the entire game, you know, other teams can come back. And, you know, they almost got us the other night. You know, they got within two, and I think it was on the line with a chance to tie it. But
Right. Luckily
we hit some foul shots down the stretch and made the plays when we needed to. But, you know, hopefully we'll play a more complete game tonight.
Lady Bulldogs, in the last 10 years, 24-2 against Monterey. What's your advice as a coach going into girls that have never lost to this team, these particular players we've got?
Well, they've never lost to them. You know, like I said, they just need to play their game. You know, be concentrating on the game and, you know, not slack off any. And, you know, give it everything they got, and I think they'll be all right.
Folks, this has been Tipsy's final take, brought to you by Bobby's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was born. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here for live action. Almost about to get underway here in Monterey, and it's time for the Subway Girls start lineups. For the home team, Monterey Lady Wildcats, their head coach Mark Sims, 4-17 overall, 0-8 in the district. A freshman, number 30, Lindsey Wright. A junior, number 25, Mackenzie Rothy. A senior, number 20, Faith Walker. Senior, number 22, Caitlin Moorhead. And a senior, number 32, Anna Hudson. Starting for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the visiting team tonight, head coached by Matt Walker, 13-8 overall record, 7-2 in the district. A freshman, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A sophomore, number 11, Eliza Jenkins. A junior, number 22, Marty Ashnot. Junior, number 20, Rachel Copas. And junior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. They've got 8 minutes on the clock here at Monterey High School. Clay County, the visiting team, dressed in their black jerseys tonight with gold numerals. They'll shoot at the hoop on the right during this first half of play. Monterey, the home team, dressed in all white with purple numerals on their jerseys. They'll shoot to the hoop on the left. Burchett and Hudson in for the tip. Burchett controls for Clay County. Katie Arms gets it, hands off to Copas. Copas going to be at the top of the key running the offense for Matt Walker. Goes to high post to Eliza Jenkins. Left-handed jumper, no good. Rebound, Bradley Burchett. She puts the ball on the floor, has it stolen from her by Moorhead, and now Monterey has it. Raleigh with it across the timeline. Kicks it to high post to Hudson. She wants to drive against Burchett. Going to have a good matchup there. Burchett wins that first battle as the shot was missed. Bradley got the rebound. Kicks it to Copas. Her jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebounded by Jenkins. Actually taken away from her by Faith Walker. Walker kicks back over to Raleigh. Quickly now, she works ahead to Moorhead. Moorhead to Hudson. Hudson shot up from right block. No good. Got her on rebound. Put back. No good. Looks like she was fouled by Burchett, but no whistles blow. Jenkins comes away with the ball. She's across the timeline. Top of the key, trying to feed Katie Arms on the left block. That pass stolen, though, by Raleigh. Quick pace to start, Coach.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good or not, but we haven't scored yet.
Monterey firing the three-pointer. It was Moorhead. That no good. Rebounded by Katie Arms. She had 13 Tuesday night in Hartsville. Rebounds did Arms. Get your first tonight. Topus with it. Right wing. Back to Arms. She fires a long three. Looks through from here. Did end up missing. Had a good line on it, but hit the back of the rim. No good. And a jump ball's called as we saw Jenkins and Raleigh come up with it simultaneously. Lady Wildcats have the possession arrow early.
Probably going to see this the rest of the season, Coach. 2-3 zone. That seems to work against the Lady Dogs.
Yep.
That's what the Lady Wildcats are in.
Yep. Words out.
Yeah, that's right. Hudson putting the first points on the board for Monterey, and the Lady Wildcats lead early 2-0. 6:25 to play in the first. Clay County with the ball. Arms, left elbow, drives into the paint. Shot up good. We're tied at two as the junior Arms continues her fine campaign. A little bit of full-court man pressure being applied. Perhaps
1-2-1-1
being applied by Coach Walker, and we see the defensive pressure almost create a turnover. His Arms knocked it out of bounds. Monterey does maintain possession. We'll see Faith Walker inbound for her squad. Works into Moorhead. Moorhead fires the three, top of the key, no good. Rebound Copas. Rachel now quickly across the timeline, kicks it down to Arms. That pass a little too hot, though, to handle, and it goes out of bounds. Monterey ball. 2-2 the score, 5:54 to play in the first. Good crowd on hand from Monterey, good crowd from Salina. I believe we actually may have them outnumbered, though, these visiting bleachers here, pretty full.
Well, Daniel, we talked about the boys' game being a feature game. You know, Monterey would love nothing better to knock off these Lady Dogs, too.
Faith Walker adds two more from high post for her squad. Monterey in front, 4-2. Bradley Merchant, right baseline, kicks over to Katie Arms in left corner. She drives, shot up, no good. She was fouled, though. The scores table is situated across the way from us. I'll have to depend on the PA announcer for foul calls. That was against Caitlin Moorhead, her first personal. Arms at the line to shoot to. Katie knocks down that first one. The two teams met back on December the 17th in Salina. Bay County winners in that one, 62-44. Tied up at four. His Arms hit both of those. 5.5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Monterey with the basketball. They beat the press. Get it down court. Moorhead fires the jumper. No good. Rebounded by Bradley Merchant. Merchant lost the handle on it, though, and Hudson comes up with the loose ball. Another three-pointer taken. Faith Walker, top of the key. No good. Got her own rebound, though, as it bricked off the front of the rim, and Rachel Cope is going to be called for the foul. Just kind of bad time, and Rachel out of position.
Yeah, that's a long rebound. It really wasn't anybody's fault. We didn't get it. Sometimes those threes, they come off every which way.
Copas picks up her first personal. Each team has a team foul to their credit. 5 minutes to play here. Left in the first quarter, tied up at four here in Monterey. Lady Wildcats with the ball. Walker, left wing, works across to Raleigh. Raleigh back to Walker. Walker starts the drive. She's at left elbow, kicks it back out to Hudson, who fires a three short off the front of the rim, rebounded by Marty Ashlock. She brings it up, dishes off to Copas. Copas across the timeline to Katie Arms. Over to Copas, top of the key. We are seeing that 2-3 zone trying to cut down on the inside scoring of Bradley Burchett, and a long three-pointer hit by Katie Arms there. And the Lady Dogs in front, 7-4 here in this one. Quickly, though, Monterey scores. Thomas, who got the points?
Moorhead.
Moorhead adds two. Bay County playing quickly in transition. Katie Arms had it knocked out of her hands. They do maintain possession, though, do the Lady Bulldogs. Jenkins going to inbound it off to our right here. 4:14 on this opening quarter, 7-6, Bay County in front.
We talked about Katie Arms being the constant down in Hartsville. She's got a quick start tonight. Got all seven. Until now, Molly Ashlock brings a three.
Left wing three-pointer good, and head coach Mark Sims wants a 30-second timeout as his team trails by four, 10-6, 4:05 left in the first.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Monterey, where Clay County leads the Lady Wildcats 10-6 midway through the opening quarter.
Katie Arns has 7 points so far.
Seven of Clay County's 10. Lady Wildcats with the basketball. Walker kicks it over to Raleigh, left wing. She picks up her dribble, goes to Hudson. Hudson over to Walker. She fires a long three, right wing, hits it. We're got a new score here. Clay County 10, Monterey 9. I started to say knotted up at 10, but Clay County does have a one-point lead as we see Monterey come up with a steal. Hudson stepped in from a pass. She kicks it off to number 30, who's in a substitute. She drains a three-pointer. That's not a substitute. It was a starter, a freshman, Lindsay Wright. And Monterey shooting well from behind the arc. They lead 12-10. Fast break. Points coming for Clay County. Marley Ashrock off the assist by Katie Arms. Scores. 12-12 the score. Katie Arms with the steal in the backcourt. Kicks ahead to Copas. Copas, 8-foot jumper. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Bradley Burchett. Burchett hands back off to her junior teammate, Copas, out top. 3 minutes to play in the first. We've got a good contest going here. 12-12 the score. Bradley Burchett, right block, scores. Bradley with her first points of the contest. The freshman averaging about 14 a game, and she is hard to stop. Like we said, teams have went to the 2-3 zone to cut down on her specifically in the paint.
They have, and, you know, we got to knock down some shots from outside as Monterey scores again.
Got a scoring frenzy going. They're swapping blows. We're knotted up at 14. 2:30 on the clock. It was Hudson who added two more. Katie Arms fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Hudson. Anna Hudson, a multiple-year starter up here, a senior. Monterey with a pretty good squad. I know they're 4-17 overall, coach, but they're playing well in this.
Yeah, they are. They're hitting a bunch of shots.
Faith Walker.
Hit another one.
Walker adds two more. Monterey leads 16-14. Fast and frenzied pace here. In the first quarter, Monterey Ashlock, three-pointer right wing, no good, rebounded by. Looks like Monterey going to get possession. Katie Arms almost reined it in, but it goes out of bounds off her hands. 2 minutes left to play in this opening quarter, and this girls' game has a fast pace. We see the first subs of the contest for Clay County. Kelsey Roten, the lone senior on the team, comes in, as does sophomore Lauren Weaver on the floor for Clay County. Burgett, Roten, Weaver, Copas, and Arms. 16-14 the score. Monterey with the basketball and the lead. Riley comes across the timeline, kicks over to Wright in the left corner. She dribbles out top to high post, feeds inside to number 12, Adeline Cloud. I believe that's actually Klaus, probably a typo on my part last night as I was making my starting sheet roster for Monterey. Her shot was no good. Clay County got the rebound, came down. It was knocked out of bounds by Monterey. Clay County fixed an inbound.
I had Cloud, too, on Andrew Meadows' report, Daniel.
I believe we're going to have to call that a rare mistake by the fine assistant coach. I think it is a Klaus. Another one also up here on the team. I'm going to call her Adeline Klaus. Clay County going to inbound a second time as it was knocked out of bounds again. Minute 25 in the first quarter. Copas inbounds to Burchett. Burchett's at left block, spins into the paint. She's fouled hard. Her shot was no good. She'll go to the line to shoot, too. Burchett with an opportunity to tie this game up. Monterey does lead 16-14, 1:23 left in this opening quarter. That foul was against Adeline Klaus, her first personal, Monterey's second team foul.
Burchett knocked down the first.
Hits both of them, Thomas. Knotted up at 16. Couldn't ask for a more entertaining start.
No, well, we just need to slow them down a little. They're already shooting the ball good this first quarter.
Raleigh with the basketball out top. Minute 10 and ticking. She goes over to Walker. Walker back out to Wright, the freshman. Pretty good looking freshman athlete, tall player. She has it defended by Roten, dribbles around, goes back to Raleigh over on right wing, who's defended by Katie Arms. She drives, kicks it back to Wright. Monterey just killing some time. They almost turn it over. Hudson comes up with the pass, though, and she hands off to Faith Walker. Head coach Mark Sims across the way shouting instructions to his girls. Hudson's got it. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Burchett. Burchett to Copas. Copas may have a layup attempt here. She comes down defended by Hudson, does not score. Missed the shot. Burchett with the rebound. Put back, no good. Rebounded this time by Monterey. Riley has it. She kicks the right. 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Now left wing. Long three-pointer by Walker. No good. Rebound Lauren Weaver. Weaver puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Gives it to Copas. Kofus now going to play for the last shot. Head coach Matt Walker up, shouting out the play. 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. Knotted up at 16 here on the mountain in Monterey. 10 seconds. Kofus out there near the timeline. Puts the plan into action. Now she's at the top of the key. Right elbow kicks out to Burchett, who fires a three-pointer off the front.
Hey,
it goes in, Coach Sam.
Good shot.
A dramatic finish to this first quarter as freshman Riley Burchett stepped out behind the arc and took a rare three-pointer, drained it. 19-16 the score. Clay County in front after one.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Second quarter action underway. Katie Arms with it, right wing, gives to Weaver. Weaver back out to Kofus. Kofus out top on the 4-4 Clay County. Roten, Kofus, Burchett, Arms, and Weaver. Katie Arms with it. She's defended by two different Wildcats. Splits them. Her running jumper, no good. Rebound, Bradley Burchett. Her put back good. That's a good play.
It was.
Burchett does not play like a freshman.
No. Like I said, they went from the 2-3 to man.
Well, we can expose that for sure. Monterey with the ball. Right, left wing. Her pass stolen by Kofus. Kofus works over to Weaver. Weaver back to Kofus. Clay County going to get an opportunity to extend on their 5-point lead, the biggest of the night for the black and gold. Weaver with it out top, defended by Hudson. Kofus now, right wing inside to Burchett. Burchett working against Klaus, and she's fouled. Bradley Burchett will eat somebody up on
the
post.
Yeah, they don't get some help on her. They ain't going to make guard her one-on-one in there.
Burchett shoots a lot of free throws, and she actually, to my knowledge, Coach, holds the single-game record with 16 free throws made a couple nights ago.
As far as I know,
you were kind enough to give me access to all your stuff from over the years, and I tried to be pretty accurate in logging it, and I think I was, so I believe Bradley holds
that. I'd say
that
you're
one.
Right.
Burchett hits one of them, Thomas. Rebounded by Weaver. Her putback no good. Got her own rebound again. She dishes over to Burchett. Nice
good.
Assist by Weaver as Burchett adds two more. That's a pretty good trip down the floor.
It was.
A lot of points there for Clay County. They get the single free throw from Burchett, and then Burchett adds two more off the Weaver assist as Hudson knocks down a long three-pointer. 24-19 the score. Burchett, again, left block. Shot blocked by Hudson this time. Looks like she got more than the ball, but the officials didn't see it that way. Three-pointer taken and hit by Moorhead. They can't miss from behind.
Oh, man, I tell you. We had an 8-point lead about 30 seconds ago, and that's two.
24-22, Burchett, left block, good. Two more over Hudson. As we said, whenever somebody wants to go man against Riley Burchett, she has a great time down there, and she scored a lot since they made that defensive adjustment. Two more for Faith Walker. 26-24 the score, under 6 minutes to play now. 5:55 and ticking. Roten with it, right wing, over to Zoe Hayes. Katie Arms now fires a three-pointer, left corner, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, Monterey gets possession. Three team fouls for Monterey, one for Clay County so far in this one. Both teams a long way from the bonus, and we see more substitutions on the floor. Looks like we're going to have Ashlock, Jenkins, Hayes, Kofus, and Weaver for Clay County. Monterey with the basketball. Walker out top, goes to Hudson at high post, defended by Jenkins. She kicks it right, fires from 5 feet behind the arc, misses off the backboard. Jump ball called as Weaver and Moorhead both had it. Arrow in Monterey's favor.
You know, Coach, you talk about the separation between the top four and the bottom four. I tell you what, I don't know that I've seen a Lady Wildcat team play this well. I mean, they look like a ball team.
I mean, if they played like this every game, they'd won more than four games.
Sure. Yeah. They're 8th place in the district, 4-17 overall, 0-8 in the district, as we see two more added by Wright.
Hitting everything they throw up.
High ball game, guys.
Yeah, 26 all here, 5:15 remaining in the second. Clay County with the ball. Kopas out top. Ashok now left wing. Kicks back to Kopas. Kopas to Hayes. Hayes to Weaver. Weaver inside to Jenkins, and it was off of Jenkins' leg. She couldn't handle a pass. Hit her knee, and it goes out of bounds. More substitutions taking place. We see Katie Arms and Briley Burchett re-enter. Zoe Hayes and Lauren Weaver sit down. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, and it's 26 all in Monterey. Good girls District 6A action. Moorhead, right wing for Monterey. Kicks it over to Hudson. Hudson drives against Burgess. She's cut off. Goes cross court to Moorhead. Moorhead back to Hudson. Now they work over to number 11, Jordan Walker, a sophomore substitute. Moorhead fires a three, hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Katie Arms. Arms across the timeline. Goes to Burchett. Burchett at left block, kicks it across to Jenkins. Jenkins drives into the paint, 6-footer good, and she was fouled. Nice play by Eliza. We've not seen her score a lot of points here recently, and she adds 2 big points there and will go to the line to try to get another. .425 left in the second. Clay County in front by 2. Make it. Still 2 as Jenkins missed that free throw. Ball goes out of bounds. Monterey going to have possession. Coach Sims, why do you reckon that head coach Mark Sims from Monterey did make that defensive change?
I don't know.
We've not heard him outside.
No, not. Well, Katie hit a 3, Marley hit one, and Friday hit one there at the end of the quarter.
Well,
so we've hit 3 or 4, so I guess he felt like that was the thing to do.
Monterey fires another 3, that one off the hands of Wright. No good, rebounded by Ashlock. She hands off to Kopas. Kopas across the timeline, halfway through this second quarter. Clay County in front, 28-26. Katie Arms, right baseline. Good, no good. Rebounded by Burchett. Her foot back, no good, but she was fouled.
I hope he stays in, man. I'd rather see that than that 2-3 zone.
Moorhead with 2 personals now. Burchett at the line to shoot 2. First one's away. Good. Burchett on the season. Shooting about 71% from the free throw line, and that's a nice number considering how many times she goes there.
That's a good percentage. You know,
she hits the second. 30-26 the score. Clay County in front by 4. Monterey ball.
You know, Burchett didn't score until about 2 minutes left in that first quarter, guys, and she's got 16 points. I mean, she really went to work
yeah.
in the last 6 minutes or so.
16. Monterey missing the opportunity for points on that possession. Their shot no good. Rebounded by Rachel Kopas. Kopas across the timeline. Kicks it to Arms. Arms back to Kopas. Kopas right wing. Just checking out the defense. Now we went back to something else. Now is this a 1-2-2?
I really wasn't looking. Yeah, it looked like some kind of zone.
Monterey comes up with a loose ball still. Hudson in the front court has it swapped out of her hands by Kopas. Monterey does maintain possession. They'll inbound from beneath their own goal. 3:03 remaining in the second quarter. 30-26 to score. Clay County in front.
You know, we've seen Marley Ashlock kind of become a different player the last few games, guys. She hustled back in the end right there to make that play.
Katie Arms inbound steal. She works ahead to Ashlock, and she misses her jumper from right block. Rebounded by Kopas. Nice assist as she fakes Katie Arms across the paint. The junior duo working well together. 2:45 and ticking. Clay County in front by 6, 32-26. Faith Walker with it out top, defended by Kopas. Dishes back off to Walker. That's Jordan Walker. She goes inside to Faith Walker, and Walker adds 2 more. This one never stretching out for more than about 6 points for Clay County. It's at 4 now, 32-28, black and gold lead. Arms, right wing. Back to Copas, top of the key. Rachel starts the drive, kicks it back out to Arms. Now Copas, right corner, fires an uncontested three, good. We have seen four different Lady Bulldogs hit from distance.
That's good. Yeah, they were in a 1-2-2 or a 3-2. Some people, according to how you do that top girl, you flatten them out, it's a 3-2, but I always called it a 1-2-2.
Under 2 minutes to play. Three-pointer taken and missed by Wright. Rebounded by Monterey, though. Another three-pointer taken by Walker, no good. And it's going to go off of Eliza Jenkins' hands out of bounds. Monterey going to maintain possession. Clay County faithful that's made the trip didn't agree with the call. They thought it was Clay County ball.
Yeah, I did too.
Timeout's going to be taken, I'm assuming, by Monterey. Okay. Minute 47 left in the second. 35-28 the score. Clay County up. Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back to Monterey, where Clay County leads the Lady Wildcats 35-28. Briley Birch has got 16 points, and she did most of it right here in the second quarter. And I think this is the largest lead of the ball game right here for Clay County at 7.
I agree. 35-28 the score. Monterey with the ball. No longer, though, as Rachel Copas steals it. She has it stolen back from her. Birch steals it away from Hudson. Down to Copas, and Copas tries to feed Weaver, it looks like, and that ball went out of bounds off the hands of number 30, Lindsey Wright from Monterey. Copas now going to inbound from beneath her own goal. She gets it into Arms. Arms at right wing, drives into the paint. Shot partially blocked by Moorhead. Moorhead ahead to Walker. Walker shot up and good. That's the younger Walker, Jordan. The sophomore adding two more, and we're back to five. 35-30 the score. A Clay County pass knocked out of bounds by Monterey. It's Walker. I'd be curious to know if the sophomore Jordan and the senior Faith were sisters. Probably a likely guess. Clay County maintains possession. Copas with it out top. Goes to Jenkins. Well, Jenkins' shot was away. Contact after the shot, and Eliza may have been poked in the eye. She's not up to speed as Monterey quickly comes down looking to score. It's 5-on-4. Right with it. Her shot no good, and a timeout going to be taken by the officials here to allow Clay County to substitute as Jenkins was injured. Looks like she's holding her eye or the side of her nose.
Yeah, she got whacked in the head somewhere.
May have been partially called by maybe Monterey turned it over instead of an official timeout taken. Because Clay County's got the basketball.
No, we had a rebound.
Oh, okay.
Because we got the rebound, they blew the whistle.
Copas with it across the paint to Arms. Arms adds two from the left block. 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 37-30 the score. Weaver, the person who came in to take up for Jenkins, who's off. Katie Arms with the steal in the backcourt. Layup no good. Rebounded by Monterey's Walker. Walker ahead to Hudson. Hudson with numbers. She tries to go into the corner. Long three-pointer taken by Wright. No good. Hits the top of the backboard, and they're going to blow it dead. Clay County going to come up with the ball. Monterey has went a little bit cold in the second half of this second quarter on those three-point shots, fortunately.
Yeah, well, we gave away a gimme down there a minute ago. We should have had that.
Merchant with it. She comes across the timeline, works ahead to Arms at left wing. Back to Weaver, top of the key. Copas right wing. 8 seconds. 7 seconds on the clock and ticking. Copas with it. Top of the key. Goes to Arms. 3 seconds. Three-pointer taken and missed. Rebounded by Merchant. Her foot back, no good. Waved off before the buzzer sounded. And that's the end of the first half. It's been a dandy up here in Monterey. 37-30, Clay County fortunately leading. We'll be back for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here high on the mountain in Monterey. And we've got a good girls ball game going here as Clay County leads the Lady Wildcats 37-30, which is close to the largest lead of the contest. It's just been back and forth. Clay County led by three at the end of the first quarter, 19-16. But Monterey rallied, hit back-to-back three-pointers and tied the game back up about midway through that second period before Briley Burchett put up 16 of her points here already in this first half. And Katie Arms has 11 for Clay County to give the Lady Dogs a seven-point lead at halftime. Rachel Copas also has three for Clay County, Marley Ashlock five, and Eliza Jenkins two. Leading the way for the Lady Wildcats is Faith Walker with 11 points at the break. Anna Hudson has 7. Mackenzie Raleigh, 2. Caitlin Moorhead, 5. Lindsey Wright, 3. And Jordan Walker, 2. And they have been hot from behind the arc. They have already buried 5 three-pointers here in this first half to keep pace with Clay County. But again, the Lady Dogs lead 37-30 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation. Back here live in Monterey, 3 minutes left here on the halftime clock. Clay County in front by 7, 33-30. A quick foul update. First of all for Monterey, I have 4 fouls recorded. 2 for senior Caitlin Moorhead and 2 for sophomore Adeline Klaus. For Clay County, I may have missed something, but I only show 1 foul. That one against Rachel Copas. Coach Sims, I'll let you get you set back on there for a minute. During our By the Bulldog history portion of our CarQuest pregame show tonight, we talked about Nicole Davis and the great career that she had as for you as a Lady Bulldog. Of course, the team she played on made 3 trips to the state tournaments, came away with 2 state runner-ups. Nicole, a big part of that. I know one of them came her freshman year. She probably didn't play a huge role there.
No, she didn't play much that year. But
her senior year, a dominant player.
Her senior year, she was a hoss. I mean, that's about all you can say. She was as dominant and as automatic as anybody I ever had, you know, during that 1 year. She shot like, I had to figure it up from the time the tournament started that year all through the district, region, sub-state, and state as we went to the finals. She shot like 80% or something like that from the floor. I mean, something ungodly, you know. And, you know, her senior year, I still think we really should have won state championship. I think the officials took it away from us. We were leading on deep into the third quarter, and we had 2 straight trips, terrible calls, and I thought that just changed the complexion of the game. And they ended up Bradford. Now, Bradford had a really good team. I mean, they were... I thought at one time maybe we might have been the 2 best teams in the state that year in any class.
Right.
We were really good because I had Nicole and Tara in the post and had Amanda Kendall, Michelle Chambers, and Jennifer Davenport out on the floor and came off the bench with Crystal Price. And, you know, just all really good players. And, but Nicole, I can't accommodate her enough. She was just such a good player.
Had 1,180 career points at the time. She was 8th on the all-time list when she graduated. She ended up at the time 3rd in rebounds with 594.
Right.
And didn't play, you know, didn't play a lot her freshman year. No, some girls
because
really your team
really
did good.
Didn't play at all her freshman year other than mop up. Her sophomore year, she split time with Misty. She didn't start, but if Misty Brown was getting foul trouble or Crystal or somebody, I'd get her in the game. You know, she probably played half the time, but played some big minutes. I know in our sub-state game that year, Misty got in foul trouble early. She had to play practically the whole game, and we went on the road and pulled one of the biggest upsets that I've ever had a team pull down in Goodpasture. You know, probably a top five team in the state. You know, we were, I don't know, like 20 and 12 or something at that time, but yeah, we played really good that night and ended up winning. But, you know, Nicole ended up getting a Division I scholarship.
You know, yes,
went to Tennessee State. Unfortunately, she had some back problems and had to give it up after about a year. But, you know, that just shows you the kind of athletic ability she had, you know.
And played on that post. Not a really tall girl,
no.
But she's certainly...
Well, she's 5'9", 5'10", probably 5'10".
Pretty
you know,
good
for high. For single, she was plenty big enough. And most people probably thought she couldn't jump, but she could jump.
I remember watching her well. Outstanding player. We are back under action here. Clay County with the basketball. They have flipped into the floor. Lady Bulldogs going to be shooting on the hoop to her left during this second half. Monterey the hoop to her right. Quickly, they go inside to Burchett. She adds two more. Assist from Copas to Burchett on the inside. 39-30 after Brownlee adds 2 points for Clay County. 7.5 minutes on this third quarter clock. Monterey with the ball. Faith Walker out top, defended by Copas. Walker drives, 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Jenkins. Jenkins quickly out across the timeline, wants to handle it herself. Ends up pulling up at left wing, kicks over to arms to Copas. Copas thought about shooting a three, changes her mind though. Goes to arms, now to Jenkins. Jenkins fires a three and knocks it down. Second three-pointer of the night for Jenkins. A left-handed shooter had a nice release on it there. 7 minutes to play in the third. 42-30 the score. Clay County's biggest lead of the night. Clay County, as we mentioned, beat Monterey pretty handily back at home in December. The Lady Wildcats doing a lot better job tonight keeping it competitive. Monterey never led in that game back in Salina. They've led several times tonight. It's not been a while, though. They're trying to methodically get a good shot. Wright has it, feeds inside to Hudson. Hudson at right block, shot up, well defended by Burchett. That shot was no good, rebounded by Ashlock. She has it
stuck in
her forehead. She misses a point-blank putback, and the ball goes off Rachel Copas out of bounds.
That kills me when somebody gets a rebound and two players on another team attack, and the ref doesn't call a foul. They call a jump ball or something like that.
Only five fouls called in the first half.
Yeah, well, that...
Hudson with it out top, works inside to Walker. Walker shot up good, and this is a foul. Going to be called against Clay County. I think Burchett picked it up. We'll have to see. It was Burchett that picked up that foul. Brownlee's first of the contest. And Walker makes it a three-point play as she knocks that down. We're back to a 10-point lead for Clay County, 42-32. Black and gold with the ball. Marty Ashcock cross court to arms. Arms right wing, drives baseline, shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Put back, has it stripped out of her hands. Bradley Burchett
good.
Picks up a loose ball and adds two more. She's over 20. Or exactly at 20. Offensive foul call. Katie Arms doing a nice job in the backcourt. Got in front of Faith Walker. Walker just ran her over.
I was looking at the scoreboard. I didn't even see the play.
Walker frustrated with the call, but it was the right one. She picks up her first personal of the game. Second team foul for Monterey here in this quarter. Inbound play to Jenkins. Inside to Arms. Arms in the paint. Spin. Shot up. They say she traveled.
Yeah, I thought she might have probably did.
Ball going to go the other way. This time Arms sags back. Does not contest Walker in the backcourt. Monterey ahead now into their front court. Hudson with it. Kicks outside to right. She fires a three. No good. Monterey has went cold. They were very hot during that first quarter where they hit a lot of outside shots. It's been a drought for them for the last several minutes of Gamecock. 5:38 to play in the third. Clay County in front by 11 as we see Lauren Weaver check in and Margie Ashlock sit down. Weaver has established herself as the sixth player off the bench for Coach Walker. I guess you could say the first player off the bench. Sixth girl on the squad, whichever phrase you prefer. Hudson going to go to the line here to shoot two, and she was fouled by Weaver. Hudson misses the first. Big matchup coming Tuesday night against Lamar Rodgers and the Lady Buffalo in Carolina.
Yeah. So they beat Pickett the other night 15 again, but I think it was like a 3 or 4 point game going in the last quarter.
I think that one happened at Clark Range. Always a tough place to play. Monterey steals a Clay County possession. Faith Walker with it. Goes ahead to Hudson. Hudson shot good. On that earlier possession, Hudson had hit one free throw, missed the second. 8 seconds now, eight points, the differential. Clay County with it in their own front court. Nice pass from Jenkins to Burchett. Burchett misses the shot, though. Weaver had the rebound, and it was taken out of her hands by Moorhead. Moorhead works ahead to right. She fires a three. That one no good. Rebound Jenkins. A whistle blows. Foul's going to be called on the floor.
Called it on us. I don't know who.
And Kofas picks up her second personal. Coach, I can't help but mention a comment that you made up at Clark Range last year. Said you didn't have any love for that place. It wouldn't hurt your feelings if they just dropped a bomb on it.
Well, nobody in the place, but yeah. Yeah, that's not, that's the ball of the gym in the state. That's probably my least favorite to go play in.
I'd say that's true for a whole lot of people who have been in there playing and coaching.
And I probably won more games up there than most people have.
That's true.
I won three or four. Most people hadn't won any.
Timeout has been taken on the floor. Monterey with a bit of momentum. They have fought back in this one. Drew within five, 44-39 the score.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Lady Wildcats back in this one. They try to apply full court pressure as Clay County inbounds off that timeout. Breaking old easily beat it though. Kopas out top goes to Merchant inside. Spins, jumper, no good. She was fouled though. Faith Walker going to be credited that personal, her second. Correction. That was against Moorhead, her third personal. Head coach Mark Sims up here in Monterey's got his girls ready to play tonight. 44-39 the score. Make it 45-39 now as Burchett hits the front end of her two free throws. Jenkins checks out. Kelsey Roten checks in on the floor for Clay County. Kofas, Arms, Burchett, who's at the line shooting. She hits that one as well. Also Weaver and Roten rounding out the lineup for head coach Matt Walker right now. 4 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the third quarter. Clay County in front by 7, 46-39. Klaus with it, high post, sends off to Walker, long shot, no good, rebound. Kopas actually, yes. They're going to say it was knocked out of Kopas' hands by number 25, Raleigh. And Clay County going to have the possession. Roten inbounds to Kopas. She's in a trap in the backcourt, trying to get out of it. Does so by passing ahead to Arms. Arms to Burchett. Burchett in the paint. Works through the defense and scores. Riley with good body control there. Kind of dodged two girls and scores.
She split them.
Burchett, a good ball handler.
She's been, you know, pretty solid all year. But, boy, she's really picked up her play the last 3 or 4 games, I think. She's taking it to another level.
We talk a lot about her dad Brian's athleticism on the gridiron, but he was an outstanding basketball player, too. You coached him when he was junior high.
I coached him in junior high 2 years. He was really good at a young age. Got better as he got older.
Not to discredit her mom, Angie, but I don't know anything about her athleticism. I believe she's from Burksville. 3 minutes and 45 seconds on the clock here in the third quarter. 48-39 the score. Clay County up by 9. But Bradley coming on the scene and just making an immediate impact here during her freshman campaign.
She's up to 24 on the night, guys. Already got a good start.
She's impressed a lot of people this year. I was talking to Larry White, coach of Macon County, after the game Tuesday night. He said, tell that Burchett girl if she wants to transfer to Red Bull or to LaFayette, we'd love to have her.
I bet he would. He's got some seniors that's leaving out. He needs a few replacements, I guess.
He thinks she's the best young post player he's seen in a while.
That's high praise coming from a veteran coach. Clay County with the ball. Copas three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Klaus. Pass stolen, though. Copas wanted it back. She gets it. Hands off to Weaver. Weaver on the floor now as she was knocked down. And a timeout called by head coach Matt Walker. 30-second variety. 3:12 left to play in the third. Clay County in front by 9. 48-39.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back under action. Copas with it out top for Clay County. Left wing now to Arms. Weaver. Back to Copas. Clay County going to reset. Roten left wing. Weaver out top. Copas right wing inside to Burchett. Right wing shot up. Good.
That worked like clockwork.
Bradley Burchett just putting on the show here tonight. 26 points and adding. We got kind of spoiled over the last few years seeing Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms put up big nights, but night in and night out, for somebody to score in the upper 20s is just an uncommon thing.
Yeah.
Monterey with the basketball. 2.5 minutes left in the third. Faith Walker fires a three. No good. Rebounded by a Wildcat, though. It was Raleigh. Her putback good. Monterey refusing to go away. 50-41 the score.
We're not doing a very good job on the boards this quarter. They've had several second and third opportunities.
Burchett again with it. Low post. Shot up. No good. She was fouled, though. Raleigh going to be called for that personal, I believe.
Sure. Well, I was talking to Larry White, and he said Upperman. That's who he played Tuesday night. So they had a freshman post player that was about equivalent to her. So they were the two best young post players he'd seen this year.
Kenzie, you said?
No.
What? I didn't know you good.
They had played Upperman Tuesday night.
Okay.
He said Upperman had a freshman post player that was pretty good.
Okay, talking about Burchett
yeah.
and Herbert, the two
yeah.
best he
yeah.
had seen.
Yeah.
Burchett missing on both of those free throws. 2:10 left in the third. Monterey with basketball. Raleigh out top. Kicks over to Walker. Walker drives. 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Jenkins. Jenkins with it, crosses the timeline, works ahead to Burchett, pass just a little bit too much out in front, a little too strong. Burchett couldn't hang on. Monterey going to come up with the ball as it went out of bounds. Walker inbound. We see Katie Arms already manned up against Raleigh. She's going to backpedal, let her cross the timeline, though. Raleigh kicks over to Walker. Walker across to the older Walker. Now in the corner to Hudson. Hudson drives, spins, and double dribbles. Good defense by Clay County forces the veteran senior to turn it over for Monterey. Clay County in front by 9, 50-41.
I think that's what we've seen here in the second half so far. Better defensive pressure from Clay County, you know, which is causing Monterey to kind of be off their mark. They haven't shot it like they did in that first half.
Burchett, 6-foot jumper, no good, off the back of the iron, rebounded by Walker from Monterey. Quickly ahead to Hudson, her shot swatted out of bounds by Katie Arms. Monterey has the ball, nice play by Arms, though. Monterey going to inbound off to our right from beneath their own goal. Still 50-41, scoring has slowed down a little bit during this third quarter. After what was a huge first half for each team. Minute 10 and ticking. Monterey with the ball. Raleigh out top. Works the high post in the hands of Hudson. Now to Walker. Her three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Klaus. Knocked out of her hands by Ashlock out of bounds. Monterey got to get another chance.
You know, we talked a lot about Bradley Burchett. Clay County scored 13 points in this quarter. You got 10 of them, guys.
Second and third quarter's been all about Burchett. Making a strong ironclad case for the TDS top performer, perhaps. And another possession call goes against Clay County, and Clay County fans who made the trip up onto the plateau tonight, they hadn't complained about much, but that's been the one thing, some of the possession calls that they've seen. Monterey going to have another opportunity to score here. Still 50-41, 56 seconds left in the third quarter. Right with it for Monterey on the inbound play, defended by Roten out top. Roten still there. Good defense by Kelsey.
Well,
finally, Wright gives it up. Goes over to Raleigh. Raleigh well defended by Jenkins. She has to give it up to Hudson. Hudson drives baseline, cut off by Burchett, spins back, and carrying the ball, turned it over, got a wrist under it and picked it up. And that one strictly caused by just good footwork by Burchett.
Yeah, that's good defense.
That's what I'm talking about. They've amped it up a little bit defensively here in this second half. You see Burchett moving, cutting off the baseline there, and Jenkins almost getting a steal on the one possession.
Kelsey Rhodes has started the chain reaction with almost getting a five-second call with her close defense. 25 seconds left in the third. Clay County with the ball. Copas with it, letting time tick away. Now she kicks the arms back to Copas. 15 seconds. 50-41 the score. Clay County in front by 9. Copas still with it. Down to 10. Now arms left corner. 8 seconds. Back to Copas.
Boots up.
Down to 5 seconds. Arms left wing. 3-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Monterey. No whistles blow. Not enough time, though. The horn does sound. Third quarter ends. Clay County in front by 9. 50-41.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was born. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Back here for the fourth and final quarter in what's been a very entertaining girls' District 6A contest to call, Thomas. 50-41 currently the score. Monterey still in it. Clay County does lead, though.
You know, like we said, we've seen a whole different Monterey Lady Wildcat team here tonight. You know, they look like a basketball team. I'll be honest with you, sometimes they have trouble even getting it up the floor in the past. And, the coach has apparently done a pretty good job with this squad.
He has. Clay County coming up with 2 points, a nice assist from Jenkins. It was Copas that caught that pass and put it in for two.
They may have been in the third quarter, but they was in 2-3 that trip, so they're back in what they started in.
Monterey with it. Hudson out top, drives, kicks out to Moorhead. She fires a three, no good, rebounded by Ashlock. Marley doing a nice job on the boards. Works ahead to arms to Burchett, back to arms, nice give and go. Yeah, 2 points. Perfect 2-on-1 there.
Yeah, that's why you supposed to do it.
Katie now getting after the ball in the backcourt. Cannot stop it, though. Monterey comes across. The ball goes off the foot of Raleigh. She dribbled off her own foot. Copas comes up with it. Here she comes. Goes to arms, left wing. Solid by a three. Decides better of it. Kicks over to Jenkins. Eliza circles back out top to hand back off to Katie. Katie now to Rachel. Copas drives. Back to arms, just weaving up top. Now Burchett in the paint. Out to Ashlock, fires a three, no good.
Well,
rebounded by Wright. Wright has numbers, 2-on-1. Hearn Moorhead against Ashlock. Wright kept it herself. And
how did that go in? I don't know.
Somehow or another hit that thing. Almost a running hook shot.
Yeah.
54-43 the score. As quickly Clay County comes, who's scoring?
Katie.
Katie Arms adds two more. She's well into double figures tonight. Head coach Mark Sims wants a timeout from Monterey. 6:12 left in this one. Clay County up. Biggest lead of the night. 13 points, 56-43.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Back here in action. 6 minutes remain to settle it here in Monterey. Lady Wildcats with the ball. Clay County, though, with a 13-point lead. Faith Walker out top, defended by Kopas. Kicks it off to Hudson. She fires a three, no good. Missed everything. Rebound, Marty Ashlock. Hands off to Kopas. Kopas dribbles through a trap. Crosses the timeline. Into the front court. Kicks to Burchett. Burchett in right corner. She tries to go across the arms. Does so. Arms shoots. And was fouled. Shot no good, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. What I like most about Burchett is that we do see arms going to the line to shoot two, but Burchett there had it. She's just so calm under pressure. I don't see her getting excited or flustered. No. Just a calm player.
She is. I mean, she's wise beyond her years, I guess you would say, you know. But you know, those really good players that are freshmen, you know, they come in ready to play, it seems like. You know, all the good ones I had, you know, they were just as calm as a senior out there when the game was on the line.
Arms hits one of those free throws. Clay County in front by 14, 57-43. Monterey came up with the rebound off the second Arms free throw that was missed. Raleigh with it. She's defended by Katie. Katie's going to be called for a foul. She didn't like the call, but kind of hard to argue with. That was the sixth team foul for Clay County here in the second half. So the next personal will send Monterey to the line to shoot 1-1. Faith Walker with it on the inbound for Monterey. Goes baseline to Raleigh. Raleigh inside to Klaus. 6-foot jumper in the paint. Good for the sophomore. Left her open.
Yeah, we didn't pick her up.
5 minutes remain. Clay County in front by 12. Lady Wildcats refusing to go away in this one. They played very well tonight. Give credit to them. We have seen Clay County pull out the score in the earlier contest, 62-44, back in Salina. Right now, we're very close to that as we see 57-45 on the clock. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Monterey maintains possession. The leading scorer for Monterey was that freshman, Lindsey Wright, who had 15 back in the earlier contest. Lauren Weaver on the inbound play gets it back out to Copas now. Copas resets out top. The interesting part of that earlier contest, we had no scorer who got north of 15, and that was Burchett. We're well beyond that with Arms and Burchett tonight as Clay County loses possession. Monterey steals it. It was Raleigh.
Daniel. Katie quickly in the high double figures with 16 on the nine. She just as hell scores in that third quarter. A quick 5 points here in the fourth.
Substitutes in for Clay County. We see Ashlock and Roten check in as Katie Arms and Lauren Weaver sit down. 4:19 to play in this one. Monterey with the ball. Hudson jumper, no good. She was fouled, though. We'll go to the line to shoot two. 57-45 the score. So if Hudson is good on these two free throws, she could draw it back to a 10-point game.
Yeah, we don't need to get slack here and let them kind of get. I mean, we got out to a 13-14-point lead, and she missed that one. That's good for us. We don't need to let them get it clucked down like Trousdale did the other night. Get us all nervous.
Hudson hits the second. 11-point game here. 57-46. Clay Kenny to inbound. Roten takes care of that. Gets it to Copas. Rachel quickly across the timeline. Puts on a little burst of speed. Now goes baseline. Kicks it to Ashok. Ashok to Jenkins. Jenkins with a
nice move.
Little fake pass.
Yeah.
Kept it in row.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen Eliza do that before.
I hadn't either. She got a steal down here.
Yep, Eliza playing tough right now. 59-46 the score. Jenkins works ahead to Copas. Good assist from her. Copas adds it two more points. 15 points now the lead. Clay County on a run. 61-46 the score. A Monterey turnover. Faith Walker was looking for Raleigh. Raleigh didn't see the pass. It goes out of bounds. Clay County now with an opportunity to jump ahead by 17 or 18, depending on their shot selection. It would be their biggest lead of the night.
You see the Lady Wildcats kind of melting under the pressure here late, guys, and Clay County pouring it on as Copas drives the lane.
Running jumper, no good. She'll go to the line to shoot too, though. Copas has played well for some time. She didn't feel the best ever was Tuesday night, and Hartsville was a little sick. We haven't seen her doing a lot of scoring lately. She's been more of an offensive threat tonight as we saw her drive there. And I know going down the stretch, when we've got Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, and Riley Burchett, all three capable of getting well in the double figures each night, Coach, that's pretty big.
It is.
All three of them going.
Yeah, it'd be nice if Rachel could score, but, you know, quite a bit. But still, that's not her number one job. You know, her number one job is running offense, keep everybody settled down, make good decisions, handle the ball.
Well, we've seen her do that all year, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
Three-year starter, second half of her junior campaign. She is a seasoned veteran on the floor. Full timeout taken on the floor. 62-46 the score. Clay County in front by 16. 3:17 left.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
3:17 left in the fourth. Clay County in front by 16, 62-46. Quickly, Topas, she must have heard us talking up here about the offensive driving because she does it again, goes back to the line. On that last trip to the line, she hit one, missed one. We'll see what she does on these two. Topas likely has a good free throw percentage from that mark. She missed that first. Let me check my season averages on her. Looks like a 71% shooter. She does hit that second one.
Pretty
good. More often than not. Lady Dogs in front by 17, getting a little more comfortable now. Our things for head coach Matt Walker as he watches his team execute here over these final 3 minutes of the contest. I've been very impressed with the Lady Wildcats tonight. They came out shooting hot, and even though they've got kind of cold shooting in the second half, they continued to hustle. As we see Rachel Copas doing the same, trying to save a loose ball there. It does go to Monterey, though. Lady Wildcats looked in, ma'am.
You know, you talked about Copas maybe not scoring as many as she did early on in the season, but she's kind of got her game under control. She's facilitating. She's leading this team as a floor general, Daniel.
We see her now just with that great defense against Faith Walker. As she forces a missed shot, Riley Burchett pulls down the rebound, works back to Copas. Now to Ashlock. Now back to Rachel. Rachel's played a lot of basketball, you know, almost 100 games now she's played in, and it shows. Here she goes again. That's 100 high school games, of course. Missed that layup, big Copas. Quickly, Monterey in the front court. It's right with it. Left block. She's going to be fouled by Burchett. Burchett picks up her third personal, I believe, of the contest. Actually, it was on Katie Arms. Four personals for Katie. Clay County and Monterey both staying out of foul trouble tonight. 63-46 the score. Clay County in front pretty healthily. The freshman, Lindsay, right at the line, misses the front end of her 1-1. Jenkins comes up with the rebound. A whistle blows. What was called?
Jump ball.
Jump ball. Possession that row does favor the Lady Wildcats. Walker inbound from beneath her own goal. She works into Moorhead. Left wing. Out top now. Kicks it over to Walker. She fires a three from right wing. Good. Faith Walker's put together a good night for her squad. Clay County inbounds. Copas under a lot of pressure in the backcourt. Finally beats it. Gets the Ashlock. Now Burgett. Now back to Copas. Clay County going to reset. Minute 45 left. Clay County in front by 14. Copas drives right baseline. Kicks it back out. The Ashlock high post. Now Katie Arms. Arms to Jenkins. Jenkins back to Arms. Arms Ashlock. Now Jenkins again out top. Clay County just killing some time. Burchett high post gets to Ashlock, who cut baseline. Little backdoor cut, and she's good on the block. Right block points for Marley Ashlock. Faith Walker comes down, can't score, misses her layup, and a foul's going to be called against Wright, sending Ashlock to the line to shoot 1-1.
Kind of perfect perfection running the keep away there, wasn't it, Coach? You want a layup or nothing, and good luck by Burchett to find Ashlock.
Yeah, they came up high with Bridie there, and whoever was supposed to be guarding Marty, they didn't guard him.
Marty at the line misses the front end of the 1-1, rebounded by Anna Hudson. Hudson across the timeline, ahead to Moorhead. She fires a long three-pointer from right wing, no good. Rebounded by Burchett. Burchett hands off to Ashlock. Ashlock's hit hard by Hudson. I believe we'll see Marty go back to the line to shoot 1-1 again. Hudson, a good player. Thomas, you mentioned earlier before we started our broadcast, you felt like she was their best, and I tend to agree. She's their most complete player, I believe.
She is. She's in the double figures tonight with 11. I'm pretty sure she's made All-District the last couple of years, if maybe not three. Been the best player on this Lady Wildcat team for quite some time, hasn't she, Coach?
Yeah, I remember her from last year scoring pretty good.
One of them that I think, could be fair to say, would start for most of the eight district teams if she were on other squads. Under a minute to play in this one. Moorhead had it, or has it now. It's stolen by Katie Arms. That's why I said had it. She works ahead to Bradley Burchett. Uncontested layup. Good. 28 points now for Burchett. 40 seconds remain in this one. 68-49 the score. I guess Ashlock missed both of those free throws or the front end, Thomas, down here.
Got one of them.
Hit one, missed one. Okay. We see Wright knock down a three-pointer. That's terrible for her, for Monterey. 68-52 the score. 25 seconds left here in Monterey. Katie Arms with it. Left block. Kicks back out to Copas. Now Burchett. Clay County just trying to chew time off this clock as we see Wright come out and fail. I wish you wouldn't have. Because Clay County's up by 16.
I don't know why you foul. 15 seconds to go, down 16.
Does send Copas to the line to shoot the 1-1. She hits the first, turns the right to shoot the second. Second one's away, also good. 70-52. Clay County in front by 18. I guess that's the most they've led by tonight. I think ties an earlier 18-point lead. Walker with it, three-pointer, no good off the front of the rim, goes out of bounds. 6.9 seconds on the clock. It's Clay County's going to inbound, and I'm satisfied Copas can stand and hand it, just hold it now.
Surely. Yeah, they've backed off.
That's what we're going to see. It's been a good contest here tonight between Clay County and Monterey. Both coaches have worked hard. Both our players have worked hard. Final score, 70-52, Clay County winners.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome to the Cumberland Exteriors Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where I can tell you Clay County defeated Monterey 70-52 here in a game that was a lot closer to that.
It was.
Early on, Coach, Clay County only led 19-16 at the end of the first quarter. They did get it out to 7 at halftime, but what a first half it was. Monterey blow for blow with the Lady Dogs.
They did. I said, you know, two or three times during the game that they play like they did tonight. You know, they'd have a lot more wins than 4, I guarantee you. They just play, I thought, a good ball game. We had a few breakdowns on defense and this and that, but, you know, they made some shots. And then, like you said, it wasn't an 18-point game for the most part. You know, we kind of stretched it out at the very end. But, you know, we played really good on offense, scored 70 points. Friday had another good game. Katie had a good game. Excuse me. I thought Eliza made 3 or 4 plays, scored some points. Marty scored some points. Rachel scored some points. So, you know, it was a good offensive night for us. We just got to be ready for Tuesday night. Hopefully we can put up 70 against Clark Grange. That would be good.
Well, this is a Lady Bulldog team that is tied for second here in this district with Pickett County
right now.
They got a chance to maybe take down Clark Grange here on Tuesday night. You know, if they could get that one up on Pickett County, that would be huge.
It would. You know, like I've said, you know, we played a pretty good game up there. I didn't go. So I didn't even see Clark Grange play this year, but you know, I just feel like we're capable of beating them. You know, if we play one of our better games, especially at home, and then same thing with Pickett County. You know, I know they're only 2 games they've lost this year is to Clark Grange, but, you know, I think we can play with them, even though we didn't play very good up there. I think we're capable of it.
And played pretty well tonight. You mentioned that everybody scored. Bradley Burchett finished with a game-high 28 points. Katie Arms, 16, just above her average, and Rachel Kovas in double figures, too, with 11.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
3 in double figures, and then 2 others close. Marley Ashlock, 8 points. Eliza Jenkins, 7.
Right.
So pretty solid from your 5 starters.
Well, I guess out of the 70 we scored, I guess they scored all of them, didn't they? Pretty
they
much.
Did. They you did. Know, nobody off the bench had a bucket. So, overall, pretty good outing for the Lady Dogs. Monterey just played well.
Oh, they did. Like I said, you know, they made shots, especially early. They hit a bunch of threes. And that big girl inside, I don't remember what her name was, but she hit a bunch of shots. And they kind of hurt us on the boards at times. They got second, third looks and extra possessions, I thought.
They did. They rebounded well. And Faith Walker led the way with 17 points. Anna Hudson, the all-district girl, had 11. So they got some good play from their people, too.
They did.
Coach, appreciate your insight.
Okay.
And we'll catch up with you on Tuesday.
See you then.
Folks, that takes care of the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Offers windows, doors, siding, roof metal, garage doors, and more. Visit Parker today in Salina for all your exterior needs.
FDIC.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. I hope we're getting out right now. We're going to act like we are and go ahead and do the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update here on the Horizon Sports Network. during this CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for big boys action. First place in the district, Clay County, 19-2 overall, 8-1 in district play. Tuesday night, they beat Trousdale County 58-47. Tonight, they are at Monterey about to play. Tied for second place, Gordonsville, 13-7 overall, 7-2 in the district. They beat Jackson County 57-54 on Tuesday. Tonight, they host Rebellion Springs. Another team tied for second place, Monterey, 17-4 overall, 6-2 in the district. They beat Rebellion Springs 52-48 the other night. Tonight, they are hosting Clay County. Fourth place, Red Bullman, 17-8 overall, 6-3 in district play. Friday night, they lost to Monterey, 48-52. Tonight, they are at Gordonsville. Fifth place, Pickett County, 12-8 overall, 4-5 in district play. They beat Clark Range, 69-54. Tonight, they host Trousdale. Sixth place, Jackson County, 8-11 overall, 2-6 in the district. Lost to Gordonsville, 54-57 on Tuesday. Tonight, they are at Clark Range. 7th place, Trousdale County, 8-13 overall, 2-7 in district play. They lost to Clay County 47-58 on Tuesday. Tonight they are at Pickett County. 8th place, Clark Range, 4-18 overall, 0-9 in district play. They lost to Pickett County 54-69 on Tuesday. Tonight they host Jackson County. This boys 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They put the brakes on snakes. Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Thomas, are you prepared to enter into that segment?
I can be, Daniel. Still having a little internet problem, I think. Maybe all the people here that jumped on the feed with their cell phones, Daniel. I noticed it coming and going some. This place is packed getting ready for this boys' game. And my policy tonight is the dogs have got to rise to the occasion. This is a big one, and everybody knows it, Coach. Big game here tonight between
absolutely
the Wildcats and the dogs.
This is probably one of the biggest games in the state tonight, with both of them being, I think, in the mid-state, ranked 1 and 2, and both of them in the top 10 in statewide AP poll. So
yeah.
I know we moved up a spot, so they're gunning for us, and we better be ready.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, we got Monterey at home. But we're on their floor here tonight, and there's nothing more they'd like than knock off the dogs.
Absolutely, and we haven't played real well here on some nights, and some nights we have, so hopefully it's one of those nights where we come out there with all guns a-blazing.
This could be a statement game for Clay County and beat Monterey here on their home floor, don't you think, Daniel?
I do. This has become a rivalry, so to speak, between these squads. Now, last year, Clay County swept them. I think they met 4 times. Clay County winners out of those, but you go back to a year before, and I'm sure a lot of the players on Monterey squad remember that. They beat us for the region championship.
Yeah.
And knocked us off up here at Monterey in January, much like they're trying to do tonight. So it is going to be a good one here. And this has been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. It's time now for the boys' starting lineups, brought to you by Subway. Starting for Monterey, the home team, head coach Adam West, 17-4 overall, 6-2 in the district. A sophomore, number 34, Silas Randolph. A junior, number 3, Caden Jones. A senior, number 15, Kevin Borges. A senior, number 20, Peyton West. And a senior, number 32, Jackson Billings. Starting for Clay County. Actually, before that, they are head coached by Rob Edwards, 19-2 overall, 8-1 in district play. Starting for the Bulldogs, a sophomore, number 4, Jeff Spivey. Sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. A junior, number 31. Actually, he's number 10 tonight. He switches back and forth. A junior, number 10, Gunner Silk. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharp. And a senior, number 1, Jake Ashok. Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Ashok and Borges step in to tip it off. Borges controls it for his squad. Monterey with the possession first. They're dressed in white tonight with purple numerals on those jerseys. Clay County dressed in black with gold numerals on theirs. Monterey shooting at the hoop off to our left to start this first quarter of action. Randolph with it down low. Kicks it outside the middle. He fires a three. No good. They're going to say Grant Strong fouled him in the corner, though, I think. Or maybe he stepped out of bounds. Let's see. Yes, foul's been called against Grant Strong. It was a shooting foul, so we see Billings go to the line for three attempts. Quick foul on Grant. Actually, it was not a shooting foul. I guess it's a box-out foul after the fact. No shots coming. Jeff Spivey steals the Monterey possession, and he is going to step out of bounds or foul one.
No, we got a foul on them, looks like. So that's two quick ones.
Silas Randolph picks up his first personal from Monterey. Clay County does have possession. Gunner Silk going to run the point. Kicks it to Sharp, left wing. Now back over to Silk. Inside to Ashlock. Going to be a good matchup between him and Randolph tonight. Ashlock has the height advantage, though. He kicks back out to Silk. Silk fires the three, no good. It was rebounded by Caden Jones, the junior. I don't remember him. Looks like a good player, though. Silk swats his shot out of bounds. Jones is going to go to the inbound.
Jones is a transfer from Livingston, Daniel. He played for the Wildcats last year. Now he's playing for the Purple Wildcats.
Okay. Must have got a new address and moved up here. A lot of times you see him have to sit out a year, but apparently not for him. Monterey with the ball. They turn it over. It went off the hands of Billings out of bounds. We did have some internet trouble at one time. I see we have at least one listener back on, so spread the word. We're back. We are back here. 6:50 and ticking. First quarter action. Scoreless still here at Monterey. Clay County with the ball. It's Sharp on the right wing. Kicks it over to Ashlock. Now to Spivey. Spivey Sharp. He fires a three. It is no good. Rebounded by nobody. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Monterey possession. Twice now we've already seen Spivey on the floor. He's playing hard tonight.
Yes, he is. Good hustle after the ball.
Borges inbounds for Monterey. And a whistle blows on the floor. A child has come over to the floor. And now he has exited the floor. Toddler got away from somebody. Monterey works it back in. Peyton West, the senior, point guard, son of head coach Adam West. I think he was the MVP of the league. No, Dalt Marsh was. He was something, though.
His first team all-conference for sure. Morris was the MVP, Daniel. We'll have to see how it shakes out this year. I think it's a three-man race, in my opinion, probably, with West, Morris, and our own Jake Ashlock or Grant Strong. I mean, who knows? We've got some good players in this league.
Monterey with the ball. West drives against Silk. Shot up, no good. Great job by Gunner. Jake gets the rebound, but his foot was on the out-of-bounds line. Monterey going to get another chance.
I think both of these teams understand how big this game is, too. We're seeing a few butterflies there.
Yeah, it looks like they've got some jitters out there right now.
West inbound, works it into Randolph. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Ashlock. He kicks over to Silk. Silk across the timeline. Goes to Strong, right wing. Wanted to go baseline. Was cut off by Billings. Now back to Silk. Spivey fires a three, and it is no good. Put back Grant Strong.
Good follow.
Highly athletic play by Strong there. He was at the right block. Spivey's three-pointer hits the rim. Strong goes up, gets it mid-air, and puts it back. Clay County in front, 2-0. Billings with it out top for the Wildcats. Uses a Randolph screen. Now gives it back to Randolph. Randolph to West. West working against Silk. Kicks it over to Billings in the corner. His three-pointer good. Monterey in front, 3-2. Strong across the timeline. Kicks to Sharp. Sharp to Spivey, left corner. He dribbles back, Silk, Sharp, Strong, right corner, inside Ashlock. Tried to go give and go to Strong. Ashlock keeps it, though. Shot up, good. Goes to the line for the and one. The senior with an outstanding play there. Jake Ashlock putting his squad back in front early, 4-3, and tries to make it a two-point lead as Eli Smith comes to the scores table to check in. He's going to take out Gunner Silk.
That's two big fouls on Randolph early on here.
It is. It is. Good post presence. He'll be defending Ashlock all night, but not now, though, as he has to go to the bench for Monterey. Ashlock completes that three-point play, and Clay County's in front 5-3. 5-10 and ticking on the clock. West with it, drives, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Borges, his footback good. Borges, a big body in there, a senior. Also a nice post player for them. Bulldogs back with it quickly. Sharp, right corner, now Spivey, now Smith, now Strong, left wing. Strong puts it on the ground, kicks it back to Smith. Now Sharp, now Spivey, right corner. Clay County just working the perimeter. Trying to get Ashlock posted up inside. Spivey fires a three, right wing, no good. Ashlock rebound. Put back, stripped out of his hands by West. West with it, across the timeline. Kicks off to Jones. Jones drives into the paint and a travel call.
Got him on the second one.
He does. Coach, what do you think of these colorful tennis shoes Monterey's got? We see yellow and green out there to go with their white and purple uniform.
You said uniform, and that's not real uniform, is it?
That's true. Actually, Morris wearing two different sneakers, it looks like. Very flamboyant. Clay County with the basketball. 4:15 on this first quarter clock. Ashlock with it. Right wing. Drive. Spin. Shot up. Blocked by Morris. Rebound Billings. Ahead to Jones for Monterey. Back to Billings. Out top. Inside to Morris. He's posted up against Ashlock. Wants to work against him. Senior on senior. Big on big. Kicks it back outside to number 25. Sailors. Sailors now to West. He fires a fadeaway three-pointer right in front of Coach Edwards and hits it. Just a great shot by Peyton West. Spivey left corner for the Bulldogs. Dribbles back out top, gives to Sharp. Sharp to Strong. Now to Silk in right corner. Same type motion each time out of Clay County. Thomas, they just work right to left around the arc, looking for that inside pass.
See if we don't see a little something different here, Daniel, as they isolate Grant Strong and kind of spread it out for him.
Strong drive, spins in the paint. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Billings. 8-5 the score. Monterey in front after West drained that big fadeaway three-pointer from the right corner a few moments ago. West drives, gets to the hoop, does not score. Ashlock comes up with the rebound. Hands off to Spivey. Spivey ahead to Strong. Right wing, wants to drive against Morris. Gets to the hoop, and he is has his shot blocked. And it's Ashlock who comes up with a loose ball and a blocking foul called on Billings. Billings is curious as to why the whistles blew, but he was guilty.
I'll tell you something, this gym's packed, guys. We're going to hear a lot of flamboyant type stuff here tonight from both crowds, Daniel.
Well, the Clay County faithful won't no foul as Grant Strong drove. Ashlock misses the first. They didn't get the whistle, and we saw that in the girls' game, too. There was not a lot of fouls called, particularly in the first half. They're going to let them play a little bit. Clay County can do that as good as anybody, though.
They can.
Ashlock in the line, trying to draw his team back within two. Shots away, good. 8-6 the score. Clay County does trail. 2:55 on the clock, first quarter action. West with it, crosses the timeline. Hands off to Jones. Jones fires from right wing. No good on his three-pointer. Rebounded by Borges. Borges is 4 foot, put back good. Borges with a nice post presence early.
Yeah, it's a good putback. We're going to have to be aware that he's back there and block him off and get some of those rebounds.
Silk with it for the Bulldogs. Hands off to Strong. We may see him isolate and drive again. He's being defended by Noah Sailors. Strong puts it into the motion. Gets to the high post. 6-foot jumper. Good. We did see Strong isolate and score again. 10-8 the score. Monterey in front. 2:10 left in this first quarter. West with it out top, defended by Silk. Uses a Sailor screen, works to his right. He's in a trap. Now goes back inside the Sailors. Keaton arms in. He kicks ahead with a steal to Sharp, who's going to be fouled. Jones wanting a jump ball call. That's not going to be the case, though. Mason Sharp going to go to the line to shoot two. Caden Jones picks up his first personal. That's the fourth team foul against Monterey. Mason Sharp, very deadly from anywhere on the floor, especially the free throw line as he knocks that one down. He's around a 90% shooter on the season. Him and Ashlock both.
The seniors, they lead this team in a lot of ways, Daniel, and that's just one of them.
Hits both of those. He's an 82% free throw shooter. That's close to 90. We round up here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Sounded good.
10-10. Ashlock is. He was shooting 89% going into that Trailsdale County game on Tuesday night from the free throw line. 10-10 the score. Minute 45 and Tegan here in the first quarter. West with it out top. Drives inside, kicks it back out to Borges, who has left the post to go out to the top of the key. A little uncomfortable out there. He quickly hands it back off to West. Jones, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds, no, kept alive by Silk. Silk has it stolen from him, though. Now Gunner going to be called on the foul. Gunner had it stolen from him. Coach West comes up with the ball.
Made a silly foul.
Just kind of out of position. I don't even know that Gunner knew what was happening. We have received several messages. We do know we're having some internet difficulties here. As far as we know, we're back up and running. Hopefully that's the case. If not, you're having trouble hearing it, it will be available in the playback tomorrow as we see Sailors add two for Monterey, putting the Wildcats in front, 12-10. 1 minute remaining here in the first quarter. Grant Strong with it. Jumper, right elbow, good. Strong's on it to that.
It's a good shot.
Grant with 8 points, I believe, in this one. 50 seconds, 12-12 the score. West with it, left baseline, 6-foot jumper, also good. Very similar to that girls' game in the first quarter, Coach, just back and forth.
Yeah.
Swapping blow for blow. 35 seconds remain, Silk with it out top, slows it down. Clay County could be playing for the quarter here. Silk with it, still uncontested, about 3 feet beyond the timeline. Down to 15 seconds. 14-12 the score. Monterey in front. 10 seconds remain. Silk still with it. Puts things into motion now. Drives to his right. Kicks to Ashok at high post. Ashok working against Morris. 3 seconds. Spin. Shot. No good. And the quarter is going to expire with that. It's a tight one. We expected it to come. 14-12. Monterey in front. It's into one.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here for second quarter action. Capacity crowd on hand here on this January Friday night in Monterey to see the number one district seeded Bulldogs taking on the, I think, tied for second, I announced, Monterey Wildcats. Ashcock with it for the Bulldogs. They're shooting to the hoop on the right. Now Smith, and a foul called against Jake Ashcock. Offensive foul away from the ball. He didn't even have the thing.
Yeah, that's West down low there. Pretty much, I don't know, one of those phantom flops.
Be inattentive to what's going on around him. Just, you know.
7:45 here to go in the second. Clay County trails by two, 14-12. Monterey with the ball. Phillips with it out top. And an offensive foul called on the Monterey end. It's going to be against Phillips. Illegal screen, perhaps.
In the last contest that Clay County won at home, we saw Coach Edwards run both Smith, Gunner Silk, and Alec Kerr at Peyton West tonight. You're seeing the same thing so far. Haven't seen Kerr, but seen Smith early spelling Silk.
They're frustrating. They're really good defensively. Smith with it on the offensive end now, right wing. 14-12 the score. Clay County looking to tie or go ahead, depending on shot selection. Smith drives, kicks over to Sharp. Sharp to Spivey inside the Ashlock. He's at left block working against Morris. Shots up. Good. He had to work for that one.
Yes, he did.
A great battle going on.
On the shot.
It was. It was. Ashlock was on left block, spun to his left into the paint, took another dribble, and put it up from point-blank range, hit it. Under heavy pressure from Borges. Monterey with the ball now. Phillips kicks to West, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Strong. Strong wants to take it, crosses the timeline, top of the key, pull-up jumper, yes.
That's the shot right there.
We talked about that, Coach, you and I did about 3 games ago, how we'd love to see that short-range jump shot develop, and Grant Strong's done it, scored a lot of points off of it the last couple games. Jones with it out top for Monterey, 16-14, Clay County in front. Hands off to Borges. Borges fires a rare three. I'm sure it's rare for him. He misses. Ashaw gets the rebound. Jake going to bring it down to the floor. We don't see Jake doing this as much as we did a few years ago, but Ashaw can handle the ball on the outside very well. Kicks off to Strong in the corner. Now back to Sharp. The specialist fires a three. No good.
Looks
rebound
good.
Borges. Bobby going to get in there and tie him up for a jump ball. Good job by Jeff to get his hands on the basketball. Possession arrow was in favor of Monterey. Wildcats have it. Keaton Arms and Gunner Silk check in. Eli Smith and Jake Ashok sit down on the floor for the Bulldogs. Strong, Silk, Spivey, Sharp, and Arms. Monterey with the ball. Clay County with a two-point lead,
16-14.
Yeah. Are we off?
I think so.
Okay. Back on again, perhaps.
West misses the first foul shot out of his two.
5:13, 5:19 remaining on this opening quarter clock. Actually, we're in the second. We're all over the place tonight. We've had internet issues. That always throws me off my game. West hits the second. Got a one-point game, 16-15. Clay County in front. Silk with it. Works across the timeline. Goes to Spivey, right corner. Back out to Strong. Strong to Sharp. Sharp to Silk. Inside Nashlock. Left block. Defended by another substitute who's in for Monterey. LT Sullivan, him. Ashot kicked it outside. Bulldogs took a three. No good. Rebounded by Sullivan. He works ahead to West. And a foul going to be called against Spivey. That's going to be his second personal of the contest, I think. Maybe his first.
It is.
First.
Looks like the first.
It was Grant that got that other one earlier.
Yeah, over in the corner over here.
Monterey didn't mound from beneath their own goal. West takes care of those responsibilities. Works it into Sullivan. Sullivan, right corner. Sullivan, a freshman in. He looks young anyway. Playing some big minutes. West circles around. Left elbow. Pivots. Jumps. Shoots. Scores. West is he's a good ball player.
He is.
He's really improved these last couple years. 4.5 minutes remain in the second quarter. Clay County trails by one. They have the ball. Ashlock, left block. Jake having trouble tonight down there. Sullivan comes up with a steal from him. Comes down, adds two more points to his end. J.T. Sullivan in, adding two more. Clay County now trails by three. Strong with it, right wing. Kicks back to Silk. Exactly halfway through this second quarter. 4 minutes on the clock. Strong with it. Top of the key. Drives to his left. Reach in foul against Sullivan. That'll be his first. Monterey now with 17 fouls. We've got Grant Strong at the line, coach, for the front end of a 1-1.
Yeah, he's been on a pretty good streak shooting in the last couple of ball games.
Strong prepares for his first, fires on it, and misses it off the back of the iron. Rebound Sailors. Clay County still down by three, 19-16. 3:50 and ticking on the clock. West has it, drives left baseline, jumper, no good. Rebounded by Spivey. Foul against Borges. Kevin Borges, the senior post player, out of position. Spivey going to go to the line to shoot the front end of what will be a 1-1 for him. Looking at our season averages provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, we see that Spivey's around 64% from the line, which is strange because he's shooting 42% from three-point land. You know he's a good shooter, so hopefully he will come away with points here. He hits the first. Big shot.
Yes, it was.
19-17 the score. We'll try this one more time.
Are we back?
We're back for however long. Okay, 24-23 the score. A minute and a half remains here in this second quarter of action. Monterey with the basketball. Cody Allen with it out top. He hands off to West. West drives. Kicks it back out to Billings, who fires a three. Good. Monterey shooting well tonight, Coach.
You can't give him an open shot.
27-23 the score. Clay County trails by four. Minute 10 left. Ashnock in the paint. No good on his shot. Rebounded by Strong. Strong has it taken away by Boris. Boris and Ashnock go to the floor for it. Jump ball call. Minute 2 left. 27-23 the score. Sincerely apologize for the internet difficulties we've had. Sometimes these gyms aren't very kind to our Verizon hotspots. This is exactly what we thought it would be, Coach.
Yes,
two,
it is.
Two
yes,
excellent
it is.
Basketball teams doing battle here. On the floor for Clay County right now, Strong, Sharp, both Sharps, Carson and Mason. Spivey and Ashok. Strong in, man. Minute 2 left. Ashok with it. Left wing. Clay County trails by 4. Needing points. Sharp. 3-pointer. Yeah.
Got it.
Big shot. Right wing. 50 seconds remain in this first half of play. 26-27 the new score. After Sharp knocks down his first 3-pointer of the contest. He'd misfired on a few earlier. Clay County trails by 1. Cody Allen with it for Monterey. Kicks over to Boris, left wing. Hands off to West. You know he's the guy they want with the basketball when they're playing for a last shot. He hands off to Jones. Jones back over to Billings. Billings back to West. Down to 20 seconds to play. He's defended by Carson Sharp. Pushed against him, and they're going to call a ticky-tacky foul against Carson Sharp.
That's what's called a reputation foul.
I agree, Coach. Tyrus West, not Tyrus, that's his brother's name, Peyton. Peyton West, the senior, kind of well-known here in the Upper Cumberland, is a good player, and he was a lot more aggressive than Sharp was there, and Sharp comes away with the foul. West at the line knocks down the first of his two shots, putting his team back out in front by 2. Second one's away, also good. Ashnock inbound, 15 seconds remain in the second quarter. Works into Grant Strong. Strong going to walk it across the timeline. We're down to 10 seconds now. 29-26 the score. Monterey in front. Strong tries to go to Ashnock. Gets the pass knocked away, though. Cody Allen does it. Picks up the ball. His layup contested by Strong. No good. Ashnock rebounds. Buzzer sounds. The first half is ended here at Monterey High School. Wildcats lead against the Bulldogs 29-26.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball seasons can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
It's halftime here at Monterey High School. Clay County does trail by 3, 29-26. I think it's recording us. I think it's recording us. I don't know that we're getting out to any listeners, but it Thomas, we've been plagued by internet issues. Every year we experience this somewhere. No worse than we have tonight, though. Have you got any analysis about that to offer?
Not really. We got about 2 minutes left here at halftime of this boys' game. What a game it has been already this half, Daniel. Clay County trails by 3, like you said, 29-26. It's been all about Peyton West for Monterey. We're looking at 15 points in the first half for him. Grant Strong has 10 for Clay County. So the two stars kind of leading their teams right now.
It's just been a tough night. Clay County is struggling inside by a shot. And Strong, like you said, has been playing very well tonight. We've had a lot of internet trouble. I see some folks are rejoining us. We hope that this will continue. We're going to try our best to take the different recordings we've got from tonight, string them together perhaps, and still have something on the website for playback. But guys, I know you missed most of the first half. It has been a great battle between the two teams, 29-26. Thomas, you mentioned Strong and West, the two main scorers for their squads. Coach Edwards hasn't been real happy tonight with the officials. I've noticed that. It's been a tough night. It's hard to get a feel for how these officials are going to allow things to go for the Bulldogs. And Coach Watson, you just get the feeling that Clay County's going to have to do something different in the second half than they have in the first.
Yeah, I mean, the game, it's this awful slow pace, and that's not good for us.
No, we like a fast-paced contest.
Yeah.
Has been tough for sure. It's been tough for the Bulldogs. It's been tough for us here at the Horizon Sports Network. And we hope our girls' game went off without a lot of issues. In case you didn't catch that one, the Clay County Lady Dogs were winners here tonight in Monterey, 70-52. Briley Merchant had 28 points in that one, just an outstanding effort by the freshman. And we are now ready for third quarter action in this contest. I'm sure if we're going out live, we're going to have plenty of folks listening because the Bulldog faithful never give up. On their squad, and I know they won't give us up on us here on the Horizon Sports Network, Thomas.
Yeah, I'm with you, Daniel. We'll hopefully be able to call.
I guess we're kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger. We'll be back.
That's right. Third quarter action underway. The teams have flipped ends of the floor. Monterey shooting at the hoop to our right. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left. Monterey leading by 3. 29-26. Keaton Arms comes up with a steal that we're trying to feed Morris inside. He got his hands on that pass, though, intercepted it. Ashok with it. He drives into the paint, kicks out to Strong. Strong drives, kicks out to Sharp. Sharp fires left wing. No good. Rebound Randolph. Randolph hands off to West. West playing quickly. Sharp defending. Cuts back the drive. West hands off to Billings. Billings out top. Monterey slows it down a little.
A little different lineup here for Coach Edwards to try to match the personnel that Monterey has with bringing Arms in to start the second half.
Monterey with Borges and Randolph on the floor, double post, so Coach Edwards having to do the same. Arms doing a nice job defending there against Randolph. His shot was no good. The ball goes off of a Bulldog out of bounds, though. Monterey going to have possession. 7:07 left in the third. 29-26 to score. No team has scored in this third quarter thus far, as we see Peyton West change that, knocking down a three-pointer from the right quarter. 6:55 and ticking. 32-26. Monterey in front. Their biggest lead of the contest. 6 points. Still a two-possession game, though, depending on how the Bulldogs want to play it. Strong drives. He's going to be fouled by West. That is the first personal foul for Peyton West in the contest. Gunner Silk playing with three fouls. Actually, he's not playing. He's on the bench. That's possibly another reason we don't see Silk out there. Other than the alignment of double post for Monterey, Silk does have three fouls. .645 on this clock. West does there, sitting there trying to lace his sneakers up.
Yeah. Blow the shoe out.
Ashlock going to inbound for Clay County from beneath his own goal. On the floor for Clay County. Ashlock, Arms, Strong, Spivey, and Mason Sharp. Strong, three-pointer, left wing. No good, off the back of the iron. Rebounded by West. West going to be fouled by Spivey. That's going to be Jeff's second personal. For whatever reason, our connection seems to have stabilized, so if you're listening, let folks know we're back home. We're going to try to play a much-needed ad as timeout is taken here at Monterey. Wildcats lead the Bulldogs 32-26.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live at Monterey, Wildcats with possession of the basketball and possession of the lead. 6 points the difference, 32-26. West with it out top, kicks to Boris at the top of the key. Inside to Randolph, defended by Spivey. Clay County running perhaps a 2-3 zone here, and Spivey blocks the shot of Randolph. Randolph picks the ball back up and scores. Looks like he might have shoved off of Spivey after he scored there, but no whistles blow. Clay County needing some points on this possession.
Absolutely. We've gone quite a bit without doing much scoring.
They have fallen down by 8. Spivey with it, right wing, and they're going to call an offensive foul. He did throw the elbow, it looks like. Jones kind of flopped to the floor, making it a little bit more convincing.
Yeah, but it's pretty obvious.
Monterey with it. That is the third personal against Jeff Spivey. Two Clay County starters now with 3. Early in this second quarter. 5:50 on the clock. Third quarter, I apologize. Early here in the second half, I meant to say. Borges out top for the Wildcats. Hands off to West. West, a nice pass cross court to Billings. He's in the right corner, defended by Arms. Hands back off to West. He fires a long fadeaway 3. No good. Rebounded by Strong. And Randolph going to be called for the foul. The sophomore frustrated, but I don't know why he is, because and he looks like he's been given a technical foul. No?
I believe they've let him off, I believe.
Taking him out before he gets one, Daniel.
Yeah, he was upset.
Yeah, it was his third foul, I think.
Third foul for Silas Randolph. Had an older brother, Grayson, I believe his name was. Played last year as a senior. He was really good. Gunner Silk back in for Clay County. He's going to run the point. Original 5 starters on the floor. 2 of them playing with 3 fouls. Gunner Silk out top. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Sharp. Sharp to Spivey. Spivey back to Silk. Silk inside to Ashlock. Ashlock working against Taylor. Shots up. Foul on the floor. Looks like number 20, West. That's his second. Strong going to inbound. 34-26 the score. Clay County does trail by 8. The teams met back in December, and Clay County won that one 63-50 in Salina. Ashlock, low post, goes to high post down to Silk. Silk jumper, no good. Rebound to Morris. Morris goes to West. West playing quickly. Ahead to Jones. Jones' shot up, good. Nice fast break. 10 points the lead for Monterey, and the biggest lead they had in the earlier meeting, Coach, 1 point. As Grant Strong adds 2 more. Only a 1-point lead back in January or December.
We need to speed our offense up a little bit. I don't know exactly what we need to do it, but we need to try to get some more shooting opportunities than we're getting.
Mason Sharp called for a foul, and I don't know how less invasive he could have been to West. West sped up, moved into him.
Well, it's the star player effect. We're going to see West get these type of calls, Daniel, just kind of like you used to see Michael Jordan get them back in the day.
Poor comparison for Jordan there. Jones with it, right wing, fires the three. No good. Off the front of the rim, rebound Grant Strong. Full head of steam. Into the front court. Left block, shots up, no good. Got his own rebound, put back, no good. He was fouled by Sailors. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Once Strong gets that speed built up, he's pretty excited to watch.
Yeah.
Three personals for Noah Sailors as Strong hits the first of his 2 free throws, drawing Clay County back within 7. Looks like our visiting base is built back up close to what it was before. We apologize for our internet troubles that we had during the first half of play. It was very close throughout.
The Wookiees got us, I believe.
I believe so. Must have. Strong hits both of those. 30-36 the score. I know the second quarter won by Monterey by 1 point, 15-14 in that frame. Halftime score was what, Thomas?
Halftime it was 29-26 in Wildcat favor, and they started this second half on a 7-0 run, Daniel, to get out to this lead, but Grant Strong scored 4 straight to get it back to the 6-point ball game.
A foul called against Gunner Silk.
Guys, I don't know about a lot of this.
Is that Silk that had it called? No, Eli. Fortunately, it was on Smith. That is his first. I thought it was on Silk. That would have been 4 for Gunner. On the floor for Clay County right now that we see, Sharp, Spivey, Ashlock, Silk, and Strong, those original 5 starters. Sailors at the line. Shots away. Good. Did he hit both? I guess it was an M.
He did. He did. It was a plus
one.
Yeah, the plus
completed
one.
Completed the 3-point play there. 39-30. Monterey in front. Clay County with the ball. Grant Strong, 3-pointer. No good. In and out. Rebound Boris. It's a good look at it. West with it for Monterey. Billings, 3-pointer. It's away. No good. Rebounded by Silk. Here he comes, quickly to Strong in the front court. Nice pass over to Sharp. Sharp right block. Shot, good.
Great pass, and a great catch by Sharp. He had to go high to pull it down. It's a good job.
2 long passes. Silk to Strong, Strong to Sharp. Sharp good on the bucket. 39-32 the score. Sailors, Sharp, right block. Sailors on the points for Monterey. 41-32, 9-point lead for the Wildcats as the pace picks up. Coach, you were calling for it earlier, but now Clay Kenny does slow it down. Coach Edwards sending in a play. Silk with it out top. Starts to execute. Ashok out setting the screen. Now Strong, right baseline. Back to Silk, right wing. He drives, kicks to Ashok. Ashok thought about the three, gives it to Mason Sharp. He fires the three, no good. Rebound Jones. Jones quickly across the timeline. Pulls up. Now continues the drive. Left side of the lane, no good on his shot. Rebound Gunner Silk.
Great defense by Silk right there against Jones.
Strong, 3-pointer, left wing,
no good.
Rebound Mason Sharp. Sharp out to Ashlock. Right corner. Now back to Sharp. Mason going to reset. Inside to Ashlock. He spins to his right. Baseline. Good. 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. 41-34. Monterey in front by 7. 41-34 as we say. Now make it 43-34 as West adds 2 more. He's on his way to a huge game tonight. Well into the 20s already with his scoring. Clay County trailing by 9. Silk with it. Kicks to Mason Sharp. Sharp with it in the right corner. Now back out top to Silk. Left corner Spivey. Inside to Ashlock. Left baseline. Spins into the paint. Ball goes out of bounds, out of his hands, off the fingertips of Borges. Clay County maintains possession. We see J.T. Well, Sullivan check back in, and Morris go to the bench for the Wildcats.
You know, Ashlock's had it on the block all night long, turning right in the chest of Borjas. Can't get a call, Daniel. I mean, call it good defense, I guess, is all you can do.
I suppose. Strong's inbound pass was kicked by Wildcat. He gets set to try it again.
You know, Clay County got down early in this second half, but battled back, and now Monterey's got it back out to nine, Daniel. Just a battle throughout, but Clay County's been here before.
Give and go. Ashunker Strong. Strong missed the shot on the baseline. Got his own rebound. Put back. Good. No good. He was fouled, though. He goes to the line to shoot, too.
We need those plus ones, don't we?
We do. We do. We are trailing by nine. Grant going to the line to shoot two free throws here. Strong pretty solid from anywhere on the floor, and he hits that first free throw. Strong was the leading scorer in the team's two first meetings back in December. He had 23. West had 24 that night. He's already got that here tonight. Strong hits both those free throws. 36-43 the score. Clay County trying to by seven. West drives. Very aggressive with it. Gets all the way to the baseline. Has to throw it away before he goes out of bounds. Kicks out to his junior teammate, Jones. Jones with it, uses a sailor screen, works to his right, kicks out to Billings. Billings now tries to go baseline. Strong cuts him off. Billings picks up the dribble, has to reset out with Sailors. Now Jones, left wing, defended by Silk. Back to West, he travels, they don't call it. Billings, three-pointer, no good, and they have called a foul against Grant Strong. And we'll see Billings go to the line to shoot three. I hate to be so critical of the officials, but Coach Watson, I saw West slide 4 feet on the floor with the ball in his hands and no whistle blew.
I mean, I don't know, you know, some of these are pretty obvious that they're not looking for the violations.
It's fairly consistent. We've got away with some stuff,
right,
too. You know, each team has five team fouls here in the third quarter. As Billings missed that first free throw, hits the second. Remember, he's shooting three. Minute 9 to play in the third. Monterey leads by 8. 44-36. Billings with his third free throw coming. Shots away. Good. 9-point lead for the Wildcats. One thing I like about this Clay County squad, they don't get nervous when they're down.
Yeah.
They stay calm. They've done so thus far.
Long way yet to go.
Silk with the ball, crosses the timeline, playing it slow, gives off to Ashlock. Ashlock drives against Boris, gets to the left block, shots up good, ended up finishing that one.
Yes, he did.
Hand.
Yes. Good job with the left hand.
Ashlock putting together a good game tonight. He has been battered and banged on and bruised down the block and continues to play tough. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Monterey in front by 8. By 7, actually, 45-38. Boris with it, defended by Ashlock. Hands off to West. Interesting to see Sharp get the call defending West. I think it's because Silk has so many fouls. West with it, gets the right elbow. Now inside, 4-foot jumper good. That's just a good athletic basketball
play. Yes, it was.
Good
move.
10 seconds to play in the third. Silk across the timeline. Hands off to Spivey. West going to be called for the foul. Third personal against Peyton West. No player for either squad has more than three that I have at least got marked down. I could have missed a few when we were having trouble earlier. The feud between these squads has got very bitter these last few years, and we're seeing another great installment tonight of it. Sharp inbounds to Strong. 3 seconds. Kicks to Spivey. 1 second. Shots away. And
oh,
no good. Three-pointer from the left corner. Went in and out. Third quarter ends. Clay County trails by 9, 47-38.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Saline, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Fourth and final quarter, about to get underway here in Monterey. 47-38 the score. Clay County going to have the basketball. Needing points on this possession. Need to have a strong finish here through the black and gold. Ashlock with it, gives to Strong. Strong back to Ashlock. Out of you, give and go. And a foul going to be called against Borges. Perfectly executed. Ashlock with a beautiful pass from way beyond the arc inside to Strong, who went up from right block for it. Strong was going to execute it well. He caught the ball. Morris there, though, to knock it away, and he's called for the foul. Coach, I hadn't seen that in a few years out of Clay County. We used to run stuff like that with Tyreek Key all the time, but
that was a well-timed pass.
Strong missed that first one, hit the second. Clay County trails by seven. 7:45 and ticking here in this final quarter. Monterey with the ball. Game's tightened back up. Jones fires a three. He hits it. Possibly his first distance make tonight, and puts his team back out in front by 10, 50-40. Strong with it. Gives to Silk. Silk to Sharp. Sharp to Spivey. Spivey inside the Ashlock. Jake Spence to the right, and we're going to have a foul call. And that's going to go against Randolph. And that's going to be his fourth. Silas Randolph on the brink of extinction. Ashok hit the line to shoot two. Drained it. 50-41. 7:22 remains. Ashok with the right to shoot another one. It's also good. 8 points the difference. Clay County's starting to put on some full court man pressure. Spivey and Silk have Phillips in a trap. He beats it, though. Gets it ahead to Allen on the left wing. Gives back off to Jones. We do not see West on the floor of Monterey right now. Good opportunity for Clay County, perhaps, to make a run. Spivey trying to deny the inbound pass to Borges, and Ashok going to be called for the reach-in foul as Borges did get it on right block. Third personal on Jake. Actually, his second, they say, across the way.
That's a little better.
Yep, we'll take that. Phillips inbound gets into Borges. Borges spins into the paint. He scores. 10 points the difference. Wildcats 52. Bulldogs 42. Ashlock with it. He drives all the way to the hoop. Gets there and scores. 8 points the difference again.
Come on, guys.
Allen works ahead to Jones. Jones with it. Left wing. Sharp guards him. Kicks back across to Allen, defended by Strong. Hand back off to Jones. Out top is Caden Jones. Jones hands off to Phillips. Phillips defended by Silk. Hard to get past Gunner. He cuts him off. Dishes back to Allen. Allen lost the handle on the ball. Sharp has it. Uncontested layup coming from left block. It's good. 6 points now the difference. 52-46. Jones with it from Monterey. He lost the handle on the ball. It was picked up by Allen. And he's going to have a timeout was called. But head coach Adam West, who sensed that his team was fixed to commit a turnover. Things are tightening up. 6:05 remains in the contest. Wildcats 52, Bulldogs 46.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back under action, Monterey with the ball. West back into the game. He's got it. Drives all the way to the hoop. Gives to Randolph. He misses the shot. Rebounded by West, though. His put back good. 5:45 remains. Clock is ticking. Spivey with it. Has it knocked out of his hands by West. West comes up with the ball. Peyton West just having a great game, doing it on both ends of the floor. 5.5 minutes left. Monterey leads by 8. 54-46. West with it. Uses the Morris screen. Drives to his right. Now to his left. He's just going through the Bulldog defense. Still there. And a foul's called against Gunner Seal. Things that these Bulldog defenders typically can do, they just can't do tonight.
Guys, I just noticed something on the floor. I've been here a number of times. I hadn't noticed before, and that is that this gymnasium has been named in honor of former coach Troy Faust that I coached against, and great, great friend throughout the years, and an excellent gentleman here who taught for many years here at Monterey, who succumbed to it, about with cancer a number of years ago. But
West hits both of those free throws. Yes, I think that's been added since last season. Troy Faust Memorial Gymnasium here at Monterey.
Shows how much I pay attention sometimes, I guess.
5:05 remaining in this one. Reach-in foul is going to be called against Bornes. That'll be his. I show second, but I'm probably wrong. It is his third. I missed a few there when we was having all of our issues. Strong at the line. Every shot now for Clay County is a big one. Misses that free throw. It was a 1-1. Randolph got the rebound. Sharp steals it from him, though. Sharp has it. He's under pressure. Gets to Spivey. Spivey shot up. No good. Ashlock with the rebound. His putback is going to be good. And he's going to go to the line for the and one. And the Monterey fans across the way are livid. Coach Watson, they felt like Ashlock committed the offensive foul.
Well, a lot of body contact there. But, you know, you've got to give the offensive guy just a little bit of room to operate.
That is the fourth foul against Peyton West. Ashlock knocks down that, completes the three-point play. We've got a seven-point game. Getting dramatic here in Monterey. 4:50 left in the fourth quarter. West with the ball, and he's playing with four personal fouls. Very dangerous for him. We'll see if he's as aggressive offensively as he has been. Works inside the Randolph. Tried to anyway. Jake Ashlock there to spin it. He's looking for an outlet pass. Can't find one. Brings it himself. Going to go coast to coast. Spin. Shot. Good. Jake Ashlock taking over this ballgame. 4.5 minutes remaining. Clay County's cut the lead to 5. 56-51 the score.
Come out. We got to get a little more pressure on the ball.
Jones with it. Closely defended by Silk. Still cuts him off. 5 second call never comes. He heads off to West. Jones flops, and we need to have some type of call against Jones.
God.
A foul's been called. It's going to go against Clay County.
That was kind of ridiculous, guys.
They credited to Mason Sharp. That is his third personal.
Looked like the ball was deflected after it was out of his hand. At least a foot out of his hand.
West at the line. 1-1. Missed it. Rebound ran strong. Clay County trailing by 5. Lucky to get away with that without Monterey scoring. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth and final frame. Ashlock with it out top. Kicks over to Sharp. Back to Ashlock.
We got to go.
Got a one-on-one. Ashlock against Randolph. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound West. I like Ashlock's shot there any day. That's his spot.
We're getting the shots. We just got to knock them down.
Not getting a lot of rebounds on the offensive end of that. Jones with it. 3:35 and ticking. He hands off to West. Timeout called. Full timeout by Monterey. Wildcats lead the Bulldogs 56-51.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here at Iron, 3 minutes and 36 seconds remaining in this contest, in regulation anyway. Monterey with the ball and a five-point lead. 56-51, Clay County Trails. Jones with it for Monterey. Works ahead to Billings. He's in the right corner. Back out top to Jones. Inside to Borges. Now back to Jones. Now to Randolph, who is left open. He scores. Left block. Randolph got lost in the mix. Clay County with it. Mason Sharp, right corner. Almost lost the ball. Baseline jumper, good. Back to 5 points. 58-53 the score. Clay County needs a defensive stop here. West with it. He's defended by Sharp. Yes, baseline jumper by Sharp. West to Borges. Borges to Billings. Monterey playing it slow. They have the lead. And a foul going to be called on Grant Strong. Second personal against Strong. His third. I missed a lot of fouls when we were having trouble early. .247 remains. Billings at the line. 58-53 the score. Tries to put his team up by six. Shots away. Misses it. Rebound Strong. It was a 1-1. Clay County with the ball. Chance to cut it to a one-possession game. Strong with it. Pulls up at right wing. Kicks across the silk. Silk drives, hands to Spivey. Spivey drives, kicks to Strong. Left side of the lane, Strong drives, and we're going to have an offensive foul card. Grant Strong picks up his fourth personal. Now Strong's on the brink of extinction with 2.5 minutes remaining. As most of you know, we did have internet difficulties earlier in the contest. I have word now from my good friend Melissa White that we're live and loud and clear. I'm glad you're here for the exciting conclusion. Hopefully, our connection will hold out. 2:25 and ticking. 58-53 the score. Monterey in front by five. Billings, left corner, three-pointer. Good. 8 points the difference. Clay County with it. Strong. Right elbow jumper. No good. Rebound Billings. Monterey with the ball and the momentum and the lead. Randolph now with it. Gives to West. West dribbles out of a trap. Gets to the free throw line. Drives deeper. Kicks out to Jones. Jones back now out top to Billings. Monterey got to hold this thing. Make us come to them. They do work it around. Get another open look to Randolph, who lost the basketball. Clay County, very lucky, Coach.
We've had our chances tonight, but we just haven't been able to convert the times we needed to.
Kind of intense in here tonight. And Clay County has not handled that tension as well as they usually do.
You know, it seems we're a little tentative on taking some shots. And if we just take them, it'll be natural and shoot them, that they would go in.
Bulldogs with the ball. Minute 40 left. Clay County trails by 8. Grant Strong with it. Top of the key. Gives to Silk. He fires a 3. In and out. No good. Rebound Randolph. Randolph to Jones. Monterey with it. 2-on-1. Jones across the Sailors. Back to Jones. They're going to circle back out. Milk clock. And Sharp knows what's happening. He immediately fouls. 61-53 the score. Billings going to go to the line to shoot two. This is now the double bonus for both teams. Clay County needs a little bit of luck here down this stretch. Needs the Wildcats to miss some free throws and things to go their way. Billings does not miss that one. 9 points now the difference. Second one's away. No good. Rebound Strong. Strong going to come across the timeline. Not a lot of time left for Clay County. Spivey, three-pointer. No good. Rebound, though, by Silk. Sharp, three-pointer. Good.
Good.
Timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. Minute 13 left in this one. Clay County trails by 6, 56-62. Two possession game. Stay here with us on the Horizon Sports Network.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Biostats of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here, new lineup on the floor. Defensive lineup for Clay County. Ashlock, Carson Sharp, Jeff Spivey, Alec Kerr, and Eli Smith. Foul going to be committed against Carson Sharp. That is going to be Carson's second. We see Gunner Silk, Grant Strong, and Mason Sharp come back to the line to check in, or back to the scores table to check back in for offense. West at the line. First one's away, and he hits it. 7-point game, 56-63. A lot of time left, though, in some ways.
Yeah.
A minute 12 is a lot, depending on how you manage it.
And if we can get somebody to miss a foul shot for them.
West hits both of those. 8-point game, 56-64. Minute 12 left. Clay County going to inbound. Monterey not up in the backcourt contesting them. Strong lets it roll. Finally, he gets it. Time starts. Strong's going to drive to the hoop. Lost the handle on the ball. Got it back. Sharp. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Sailors. And he is off foul. Billings with it. Now Jones. Now ahead to Randolph. Randolph beat the press, and he scores. 10 points the difference. Clay County trails. Ashlock with it. Spins into the paint. He's fouled. Randolph going to exit this contest. He's played well. Has some big points for him, but he has fouled out. The Monterey fans don't like it, but they do decide to applaud their sophomore post player who has played well tonight.
Yes, he has. In a very limited amount of playing time, he's done a good job.
Ashlock at the line. 10 points the difference. 49.7 seconds left. First shot's away, no good. Jake hits about 9 out of 10. That's the one he missed right there. Second attempt coming. It's away. Good. 9-point game. 49.7 seconds. Full court man pressure by Clay County. Sharp going to foul. Going to send West to the line. You can bet Monterey is going to inbound it to West every time. That way he's the guy taking these shots.
But we didn't wait long enough because he passed the ball, and we could have got a foul on somebody else if we'd have waited another second.
Carson Sharp's momentum just carried him right on into
it.
West at the line to shoot two. That was Carson's third personal. He hits it. Things not in favor of the black and gold right now. Clay County has only lost one district game thus far this season, that to Gordonsville back in December. On the brink of another one tonight, as West is in the line and hits that first and second free throw. We've got an 11-point game, 68-57. That's a big lead with 45
yes,
seconds.
Is.
Clay County with the ball. Silk with it, top of the key, drives all the way in. He's going to be fouled. His shot was no good. He will go to the line to shoot two. Coach Edwards sends Smith, Kerr, and Sharp back to the line. Going to continue the efforts here to foul and try to make good off of free throws. Gunner fires his first and hits it. 10 points, 68-58. Second one's away. It's good as well. 68-59. Monterey in front. Clay County trails by nine. Jones to inbound for the Wildcats. Every player being denied the ball. Billings gets it. Kerr fouls him. Not much time off the clock on that possession. 41.7 seconds. Billings going to go to the line to shoot two. Silk, sharp, and strong back at the scorer's table to check back in for offense. Billings misses that free throw.
Just a little bit of light in the window.
68-59. Billings gets to shoot a second. 41.7 seconds on the clock. Second shot's away. Good. 10-point game. Clay County going to have to play quickly here. Silk with it. Top of the key, heads up to Sharp. Fires a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Sailors. Gets it to Billings. He works it ahead. Sharp steals the pass. 25 seconds on the clock. Gunner Silk. Three-pointer. Good. Timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. 7-point game. 69-62. Monterey in front. 24.1 seconds on the clock. Clay County has two timeouts left. We'll go ahead and play at least one ad here.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Jones just inbounding for Monterey. West had it. Carson Sharp fouled him. That is four for Carson. West going to the line. I would have liked to have picked somebody else than him, but he has missed a couple free throws tonight.
Yeah.
Hopefully the senior will
I would like to see one of our guys flopped when he went through that double team just to see what they would call.
West is good on his free throw. 70-62 the score, 8 points the difference. 22.4 seconds on the clock. This strategy out of Coach Edwards would have worked well had Monterey not been so good from the free throw line. 9 points now the difference. 71-62, 22 seconds remains. Strong with it on the inbound. Three-pointer by Grant. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Billings. Billings going to be fouled by Gunner Seal. And you feel this one slipping out of the grasp with a black and gold. 71-62, 9-point difference. Billings will have to miss both. Clay County quickly make a three to draw back within six. And just a lot of things would have to happen in 16 seconds for the Dogs to come out on top here as Billings is at the line for two.
Anything short of an earthquake, I think this is pretty much over.
He does miss that first free throw. Billings there to shoot a second. It's away. Good. 10-point game. Ball's inbounded. Strong has it. 15 seconds and ticking. Goes to Smith. Back to Strong. Three-pointer taken. It's good. Timeout taken by Edwards. 9.7 seconds on the clock. 7-point ball game. We'll just go ahead and stay with you here. Let's go back and talk about the District 6A boys standings. Coming into the night, Clay County was leading with an 8-1 district record. Gordonsville, Monterey, I said they were tied. I had 7-2 and 6-2. That wouldn't be right. So I guess Monterey was 7-2 as well in the district. Going to have a three-way tie likely for first. Now, Gordonsville was playing a tough game tonight at Redbone Springs.
Yeah.
Actually, they were hosting Redbone Springs. So depending on what happens there in the Gordonsville Redbone contest, we could see a three-way tie for first between Clay County, Gordonsville, and Monterey when this one ends. We will be doing our Farm Bureau postgame show after these last 10 seconds of regulation kickoff. We'll wrap this one up and announce the TDS top performers from the games tonight. Girls won earlier. Jones to inbound for the Wildcats. Gets it into Boris. Ashaw going to foul. Going to try this one more time. 7 points the difference. 72-65. 8.5 seconds on the clock. We've not seen Borges at the line during this stretch. It's been a while since he shot.
He hasn't attempted a free throw tonight, Daniel.
First one's away. Good.
Nothing but bottom.
8 points the difference, making this a three-possession game. Of course, it already was. Being fouled on a made three-pointer. Borges has another one coming. Releases it. Hits it. 9 points the difference. 74-65. Three-pointer taken by Strong. He's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot three. Four-point 2 seconds on the clock. Barring a miracle, like Coach said, Clay County going to go to 19-3 on the season. 8-2 in district play. Coach, I can think of a lot of teams around the state that would love to be 19-3, can't you? Strong did hit the first. He also hits the second. So it's now back to a 7-point game, 74-67. Strong's got another shot coming. Releases it. Makes it as well. 6-point game, 4 seconds on the clock. Jones to inbound. Gets it into West. West going to get across the timeline. This one is going to end. The Clay County Bulldogs have came up here on the mountain of Monterey tonight, and the Wildcats had their claws out. They are winners over Clay County by a final score of 74-68. Stay with us here as we wrap this one up. Talk about the girls, too, a little bit during the Farm Bureau postgame show. Stay with us.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Biostats of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Lady Bulldogs winners tonight, Monterey 70-52. Boys losers tonight, one of the rare times this year, 68-74. We're going to go ahead and get into the Cumberland Exteriors Bulldog wrap-up here on the Horizon Sports Network. Thomas, I'll kick to you.
Well, Daniel, the back and forth affair in that first half. You know, Clay County trailed by 2, 14-12 at the end of 1. Then they went down by 3 at a half, 29-26. You know, and they were still in it then. Playing well, it was just kind of back and forth type game. You know, and Coach Edwards talks about winning the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. They didn't do that. Monterey came out hot. They went on a 7-0 run to start the frame, went up double digits, and basically Clay County just didn't recover from there.
We just were out of sync when we got behind tonight. I mean, the shots didn't fall. The ball didn't bounce right on a lot of rebounds. It's just a whole lot of things that really didn't go our way. Not that we weren't playing some good basketball, but, you know, sometimes that's a round basketball and it doesn't bounce just exactly like you want it to.
I agree with you. You know, Clay, it wasn't for lack of effort.
Right.
No doubt about that. It wasn't for lack of execution. The ball just didn't go in the hole tonight for Clay County. We saw Mason Sharp take a few shots. We saw Jeffrey Spivey get the shots he normally gets. They just didn't fall, guys. And you got to have shots fall to mount a comeback.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, guys, you know, you're looking through these things, and kind of a rule of thumb you kind of look at, when you're playing a lot of sophomores, you look for them to get a good ball game out of them maybe half the time.
Sure.
This is what we've been getting out of our sophomores.
Yeah, we
just about every night.
We have.
And, you know, then that next year you expect 70-80% of the time they're going to have a good game. Then that senior, every night's a good night.
Right.
I mean, we've got some sophomores and juniors out there that are getting those 80% and 90% nights right now.
You're right.
Which is why we're at right now.
I agree 100%. It's just a gym that Clay County's had trouble. The boys have coming up and playing in. And I know Coach Edwards pretty good, and he's not happy he lost this game, but there's a whole lot of good that will come out from loss of this game. These sophomores and juniors and seniors, sometimes when they haven't lost since the last game of the Christmas tournament, they haven't lost in January, you know. Hey, sometimes it's good to get humbled by a loss, get a little revenge for us next time we meet Monterey, which will be in postseason action if we face the Wildcats again. So now it's us that's got an extra grind.
That's true. And like we say, we gave it a good effort. You got, this is probably the best game that Peyton West has ever played against us.
It is.
You know, he gets 20. I've seen him get 15. Coach Edwards usually does a nice job on him. West was on tonight. We saw him make some shots he normally doesn't make. You know, his first three he made from the baseline over here was from behind the backboard, guys.
Right.
We saw him get a lot of calls. We saw him go to the free throw line. He forced the issue to get those calls. And Peyton West won this game for Monterey. Clay County couldn't complete the comeback, but Peyton West put it away.
Well, you know, guys, these guys, you know, it's apparent that they learned something down at guards when they, I think they had like a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter and wound up getting beat on a last-second shot. So apparently they, you know, they've learned something about holding on to those leads.
Well, that's true. Well, folks, this has been the Boys Wrap-Up, brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're going to play one more little promotional advertisement here and then come back into the TDS top performers of tonight's contest.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Thomas, we forgot to give the individual stats from the game. We talked about some. I'm going to let you give the full rundown before we announce the TDS performers.
Well, both Grant Strong and Jake Aslock led Clay County with 23 apiece, and then Mason Sharp had 14, guys. So that's three in double figures, two of them high double figures. Gunner Silk had five late, and Jeff Spivey had three points. So, again, you know, you get three in double figures, that's a pretty good game. You score 68 points. A lot of times you win those ball games.
We've won with less. That's right.
And then Peyton West, I got him for 31. Caden Jones had 7. Borjas, 8. Jackson Billings, a big game for him. Hit some timely threes, 13. Silas Randolph, just 6 points. Noah Saylor, 7. And LT Sullivan came off the bench with 2. So just pretty good night for Monterey, no doubt.
Former Bulldog great Joey Coe here come up to talk to his former head coach Thomas Watson. Always nice to see the best of the best from the Bulldogs of yesteryear.
No doubt about it.
With that in mind, we'll go ahead and mention the TDS top performers from tonight's contest, which if we'd been broadcasting back in his day, I'm sure Mr. Coe would have had several of those.
Yeah.
From the girls contest, we chose Briley Burchett, who led the way with 28 points. You're going to break that down. I think she might have had a 16-point second quarter, Thomas. And just an outstanding effort by the freshman. And, Coach, you were talking about getting 80 and 90% quality minutes out of sophomore players. Riley Merchant's bringing 95% quality minutes to that girls' team right now.
When you get a freshman, you know you got something when that happens.
That's right.
But, you know, and, of course, a whole lot of that beginning of the season was her surprise. Nobody knew much about her. I mean, you know, she had a pretty good little reputation coming in. But, you know, they're finding out now, and it's getting a little tougher for her. But she's also toughening up a little bit each night.
She is. And what you saw tonight was that 2-3 zone to start. And they got out of that 2-3 zone for some reason. And that's when she hurt them, Thomas, with that big second quarter.
She did. And she actually scored 14 straight for her team at one time, guys. You know, she just dominates. You try to guard Bradley Burch at one-on-one in the paint, you're not getting anywhere with that. And finished with a game high 28. And she did it all in about a span of two quarters. You know,
second, third quarter,
first points until about a minute to go in the first. And then only had two in the fourth. So she dominates when she gets the ball. And it's not just about scoring. Played some good defense tonight in the post.
She did.
They pulled her out on the perimeter some, just the matchup did. And she, you know, she's good in space too. She's just not a catch and turn under the goal type player. Made a three-pointer, if you'll remember. So, you know, the sky's the limit for Burchett, really.
In the half, perhaps. In the quarter or something.
It's kind of one of those nights where you look up and you're sitting there and say, well,
where's Burchett at tonight? Then all of them went, oh, there she is.
Right, exactly. Like Thomas said, in 8 minutes of game time, essentially, she had over 20. On the boys' side, went with Jake Ashlog tonight. Jake tied with Grant Strong, at least from what stats we have here, with 23. But he was battling tonight. He didn't get the post calls he would have liked to have had tonight from the officials. Randolph and Borges able to beat and bank on him all night long. Everything he did was contested down there. Nothing came easy. He just battled on through like the savvy senior that he is. And, you know, Jake's not received the CDS top performer this year during our broadcast yet. And he was very deserving of it tonight. We could make an argument for him any night, as we could for many of these Bulldogs. But Jake tonight.
Well, what's impressive when you look at the stat sheet, Coach, and it's what Jake Ashlock does. He's always been the closer for this team. I know it wasn't enough tonight. Got behind too much in the third quarter, but he scored, scored 11 in the fourth quarter down the stretch there. You know, when Clay County cut it to, I think, six and had a chance with about 3 minutes to go, I think it was on the back of Jake Ashlock. He took it upon himself. We saw him isolate out top and make a move. We saw him post up and make a move. We saw him double team on Peyton West hedging out top. We saw Jake Ashlock be the multi-talented player he is, didn't we, Coach?
Absolutely. Like you said, Jake did a great job of holding his cool tonight, and he basically just, you know, took the ball to the hole and scored when he had to, made some good passes, got some good rebounds, he hit those foul shots.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a great all-around game from him tonight.
It was, and younger in his career, if he had been contested defensively like Murray was testing, now you're right. The emotional aspect might have got the best of him a little bit, but he just endured that and kept rolling on through. He's matured greatly during his time as a Bulldog.
And, you know, guys, we haven't seen something out of him that we saw for the last couple of years, and that is stepping outside and shooting those threes. I guess it may have been up here one night when he was maybe a sophomore when he backed that up here and hit about six or eight three-pointers that pulled us through a ball game.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen that aspect. Of course, we haven't needed that aspect as much as we needed the inside scoring from him. But, you know, that's still available. We'll see that one night here before long.
And you brought up maybe West was one of the best players in this league. Well, to me, you know, you got Marsh, who's strictly a post player inside.
Strictly,
you got West, who's a guard that shakes and bakes. There's not many players in this league that can do it all, and Jake Ashlock can. To me, if he's not the best player as a senior this year, I think there's something wrong, because he can do it all. He can post up, he can shoot outside, he can lead his team, he can handle the ball. To me, Jake Ashlock is the best player this year in his league.
I agree. He's
the glue that's holding together a good ball club.
That's what MVP is.
You don't see, maybe when you look at Marsh, Ashlock, and West numbers, you're not going to see Jake with as many points, because he's not having to. Strong's having big nights. Spivey's had big nights. All these others have, too, in great part because of him assisting the ball to him and stuff like that, as they do him. But you're right, I agree 100%. He's
just
the most well-rounded player of that group.
Right, and you've got to mention Grant Strong in there, too. I mean, as far as upside and talent to come, Grant Strong's probably got more than anybody. Not trying to pit the two against each other.
No.
But as a senior and a leader, Jake Ashlock.
Right, that's right. Folks, tonight's TDS top performers, Bradley Burchett, Jake Ashlock. And those top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Lady Bulldogs and Bulldogs back in action this coming Tuesday night from Salina against Clark Range. Final scores one more time from tonight. Girls won by a final of 70-52. Boys lost one tonight by a final of 68-74. For Thomas Watson, Joe Sims, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.